previously on the Steve Cochran Show.
Good morning, son. How are you?
I'm happy to be here.
Good. I'll bet you are. For everybody that works here and everybody I know and everybody that's called and everybody that's asked, I'm sorry I lied, but it was all for this moment and this reason. Are you a father yet?
I am. Abigail Grace Cochran was born on December 17th at 5:26 p.m.
How about that? How about that?
That's awesome.
How about that? Yeah, go ahead.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
Good morning, 511, 720 WGN. 2 days before Christmas, everybody's shopping is done. All the presents are wrapped.
What?
Oh, okay.
You're a funny girl.
Mary has all of her shopping done. All the presents are wrapped. She baked Christmas cookies for us today.
That is done. Baking is about the only thing that is done.
You know what I love about you, Mary? You're so cute. You bring these delicious-looking cookies. Kevin sets them right next to me. There's eggnog cookies. My favorite of the ones.
My husband made the eggnog cookies. Those are the only new ones this year.
My favorite of the peanut butter kiss ones.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are
the best.
So many people
That's
love those.
That's Grandma Ella's recipe. Yes.
I'll be digging into those in about, next commercial break.
There you go.
We got a big show for you today. Santa Claus might be on the program with us, possibly. Karen Conti, Dave Kaplan, Rocky Laporte, Jane Lynch after 9 o'clock, and Steve Dale in as well. So a lot going on. Biggest story nationally, Bo Bergdahl is arraigned at Fort Bragg. ABC's Jim Ryan is following the story for us from Dallas, Texas, and joins us with an update. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Andrea. Yes, it was a fairly brief proceeding yesterday at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Of course, Bo Bergdahl is stationed at a military base here in Texas. He was transferred out there for this proceeding yesterday, this arraignment. He entered no plea, which is not unusual. I talked to a military law expert who says that that's pretty much standard, that you wouldn't enter a plea at this that first appearance. He does have another court hearing set for next month, Andrea.
All right. So next month he goes back to court. He decides not to enter a plea. So what now? What's the next step?
Well, it's mainly a paperwork matter. He did decide also that he wants to maintain his civilian attorney, Eugene Fidel. He also is taking on a military lawyer as well. That was kind of the crux of what happened yesterday. He was advised of his rights, advised of the charges against him, and now this thing sort of plays out, and it'll drag on in the military court system just as it does in the civilian legal system in Illinois or anywhere else. You know, it just takes a long time to get this through, but the end of the road could be, with a conviction, a life prison term for Bo Bergdahl. For deserting his post in Afghanistan and misbehavior before the enemy, which means that he endangered the lives of other soldiers who were sent to look for him.
Now, with this court-martial, he has the right to testify, yes? So we could still find out really what exactly happened.
Well, surprisingly, you kind of can right now. If you subscribe to or if you go on and listen to that podcast called Serial, you hear him describing to a filmmaker exactly why he left his post, what his plan was. I don't know if his attorney advised him to do that interview, 25 hours worth of audio, or if he did it against the advice of his lawyer, or if maybe his lawyer didn't even know that he'd done this. So, I mean, you can go and you can listen to Bo Bergdahl's story in Bo Bergdahl's words. In this podcast. Now, whether that's going to influence the court-martial, I doubt that it will, but it's certainly an interesting aspect.
What I find interesting, too, Jim, is that he's still on active duty at a post in San Antonio. I guess maybe the reality is now setting in, saying, you know, he is still working for and an active member of the United States military.
Right, and until and unless he's convicted of some crime, then he will continue to be active duty, and that's what's happening. It's a desk job that he's working at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, but he is still in uniform, still active duty, was wearing his dress uniform yesterday in court.
Is he still privy to classified information with this particular role that he's in now?
Doubtful, and I don't think he really was before anyway. I don't think he had many secrets to share with the Taliban. It was sort of a guard-keeping duty that he had out there in Afghanistan at that remote post.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for the update, and
we'll be following
the story. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas
Same
to you.
To you. Have a good one.
Take care, Jim. We'll talk to you soon. ABC's Jim Ryan updating us on the Bo Bergdahl situation. 519 in the morning, 720 WGN. Some of the stories that we're going to be following today, An update for you on the sexual assault on the Red Line with the alleged attacker turned himself into police yesterday. This is a follow-up on a story that we reported yesterday. A woman attacked after getting off the train near the Jarvis stop in Rogers Park on Saturday. This man allegedly walked into the police station in the 44th Ward, turning himself in. Milton Anderson charged with one count of criminal sexual assault and one count of armed robbery. And also, too, we're all here tomorrow, and we're all off on Christmas Day. And then most of us, I believe, are off next week as well. So tomorrow will be the last time that we're all going to be together in 2015. But when 2016 takes effect, Dave, there's some new laws that go into effect. As always, January 1st, a lot of new laws in Illinois, everything from pets to pumpkin pie. Steve Dale will be happy to hear that starting January 1st, pet owners will be charged with a misdemeanor if they leave their pets in extreme weather conditions, either extreme hot or extreme cold. If pets are injured or even die, owners could be charged up to $2,500 or spend a year in jail if convicted.
So that's like in the car, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And if they are, say, taking their dog on a long walk and the dog gets frostbite or something like that, so it's the cold, too, if they're exposed to the elements.
That's crazy. Tough because, I mean, frostbite, I guess, would be extreme.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, the picture they have is they say, you know, make sure to put sweaters and little booties on your dog. I've had dogs. I've never put booties on the dog.
A lot of dogs don't like to wear booties.
I almost think that's kind of mean. You know, the dog kind of slides all over the place.
The other dogs laugh at them.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, had we put booties on our farm dog, they'd be gone.
Right, exactly.
You know, because we never had a dog in the house on the farm. The dog always slept in the doghouse outside or in the barn.
It was an outdoor
never
dog.
Never in the house.
Nope. Did you heat the barn, Big O?
No, the cows heated the barn a little bit.
Because, I bet they did.
They put off temperatures, and so it got pretty cold. We had 51 below one morning on the farm up in Wisconsin, so.
Yeah, they heated up the barn in many ways. A couple other new laws going into effect to help police departments pay for the body cameras. Traffic tickets now are going to cost an additional $5. So if you get a traffic ticket, instead of, $1 million, it's not going to be $1,005,000. The fee does not include tickets for parking, registration, or pedestrian offenses. Also, concussion regulations. New concussion regulations for high school sports, Dave, starting next year. New regulations on high school athletes and all the youth sports programs to prevent concussions, including training and educating coaches, healthcare professionals, and athletes. And schools and teams are going to have new protocols to provide trainers, doctors, and nurses at the schools now. Instead of just, the school nurse, they're going to have physicians on hand as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of schools already do that, I guess this will make sure everyone does.
Yep, and all schools now have to have carbon monoxide detectors. The law comes a year after the carbon monoxide leak that sent about 180 students to the hospital. And, Orin, you're going to love this one. On January 1st, pumpkin pie becomes the state's official pie.
Oh, January. I thought it already was.
Nope.
I didn't realize
set
a date.
They passed the law, but it goes into effect January 1st. Incidentally, Illinois produced nearly 750 million pounds of pumpkin in 2014, drastically beating out second place California. So we
far and away the biggest pumpkin grower in the country.
Absolutely. So pumpkin pie, we're going to eat a lot of it probably in the next week or so, too, at Christmas. And pumpkin pie is
Does that mean
holiday.
No other state may claim the pumpkin pie as its official state pie?
No, because we have, I don't think so, because the cardinal is Illinois. I think Missouri is the cardinal as far as the state bird. So I don't think we have exclusivity rights to it. But pumpkin
pie. We should have negotiated that as part of the deal.
Don't we already have a pie?
And if that would have happened, Dave, then we would all have a state. Then we'd have a state budget in place.
She didn't recognize the vase at first, but then her eyes flew open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled her purse, and we laughed until we cried. Totally.
She said she saw me in the record store.
Dan Fogelberg, little tune for you there.
That song.
Do you? Yeah, it's a nice song.
It's nice, kind of got a little holiday tone to it.
Yeah, a little festivus, going on. Karen Conti joins us after 6 o'clock on the program. Rocky Laporte with us after 7. Jane Lynch after 9. And Steve Dale, we're going to hopefully adopt a dog out before Christmas.
Yes.
Is he bringing a dog? Yeah, I think he's, right, Kevin? He's bringing in a puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love when he brings
in the
puppy.
So nice. Would he fit in
that
the stocking?
That means Dave will be on the floor again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As always.
Will he fit in a stocking, Kev?
No. It's a big one. It's a big one today.
Could you get a big stocking?
Sure, we can get a big one. We'll make it work.
Move the cookies.
Oh, that's right.
From me or the dog?
From both. They're sitting next to me right now. They're really good,
They're
by the way, Mary.
Oh, cool.
The peanut butter with the chocolate kiss, best one on there.
Should have brought some more, but
so
well.
Good.
Hawks looked not great.
No.
Not great. And Dallas looked unbeatable last night. Dallas been the best team in the league, and they looked like the best team in the league last night.
Used to be a team you could score a lot of goals against.
Right.
Not so much last night. Hawks only had 3 shots on goal in the third period.
Yeah. And they came in down 1-0, gave up 3 in the third. What was the last one, empty netter?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It was...
Anyway, bad night at the office, and first of many against Dallas this year, and a weird sort of quirk in the schedule. They're almost halfway through the season before they play Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
They will. I mean, they were playing okay. They had the 2 early power plays
uh-huh.
could have been a much different game. And Niemi had a strong game. They didn't test him all that much, but he made a couple big saves.
He did. He did. But at the end, Crawford can go 2 Stanley Cups. How many you got?
Yeah.
You know, he's got a regular season game.
Yeah.
Did it make me nervous for the future? Sure. Absolutely. Because, man, they look good.
They do look
good. Oh, and your boyfriend scored.
I know. He looked good.
Did you watch the game?
On the ice.
Did you watch the game?
No.
Yeah, Sharp scored. 4-0, and we'll do a very brief, very, very brief Hawks. What do we call it? Replay? Is that the word we're using? Replay? Coming up.
Hawks Express.
That's it. First caller always wins. We'll get to that in a second. And by the way, the song played at 5:30, Same Old Lang Syne, is just one of my favorite songs. You know, on your Steve Cochran Must Five for the Holidays. It's actually a very sad song.
It is. It is. But it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, right? It is. And Dan Fogelberg, who unfortunately passed away very young from cancer, mm-hmm. was a great writer, great lyricist, and not a nice man. Okay. Just one of those guys where you think, because most of his stuff are these ballads and love songs, that he would have been this, you know, big, cushy, sort of great, gregarious sort of guy. Not so much. Kind of a jerk.
Did you interview him?
A few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I stopped talking to him. But the music's great. I mean, you know, Run for the Roses, you know, because I think he's a Kentucky guy. I think that's where that all came from. Because it's like a love
Kentucky,
song for the
Southern
Kentucky
Indiana
Derby. Yeah. But Same Old Lang Syne, everybody's got one. Everybody's got one. Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, you think about the one that, you know, got away, or the one that you weren't with, the one that you decided or they decided. Yeah, and that's why I pick up the phone and I call Al McPherson. And I say, listen, it didn't work out for a reason. Right.
You'll be okay.
You're going to be just fine. Later on the program, do we know what kind of schnauzer is coming in today? Kind of poodle? Kind of dachshund?
We got a
kind
a
of big, shih tzu?
Looked like a pit bull situation, Steve. A big dog.
How big? Well, that's kind of what we had last time, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't a pit bull last time.
It was a big dog, St. Bernard sort of mix.
Yeah. This is looking like a pit bull.
Does this dog have a flask around its neck?
A flask around its neck? Yeah. I don't believe so, no.
Yeah. Okay. Who's in the the associate producer's chair today?
That's Joe.
You ask Joe to speak up so everybody can hear him. What's
yes.
he trying to get on the air?
He's talking to us. It's Joe Brandt, Free the Bird.
Okay. We like Joe, but tell him Joe that, you know, I do occasionally talk to you on the air, and he's got to try not to get all the attention on him.
I will. I'll tell him right now.
Jane Lynch will be on later. We like Jane Lynch a lot.
Free the Bird.
She has a new show coming out where she is Angel from Hell.
Yeah, this looks hilarious.
Yeah.
She's a guardian angel, but she drinks, she smokes, she swears.
Is it supposed to be just a comedy, though, or is it one of these message shows?
I think both. I think it's a comedy, but, you know, of course, at the end, there's always something that they want you to take away. She's such a great actress.
And fun and cool.
Yeah.
And from here.
Very cool. And a big GN fan.
Yeah. And undiscovered talent of sorts. We've got one of our guys who does the associate producer role named Sean. What's Sean's last name?
Davis.
Sean Davis. We like Sean a lot.
Yeah, he's great.
Good guy. And Sean's daughter has been belting it out in church for a while, and proud dad said, you guys might want to have her sing. So we said, yeah, man, bring her in.
Yeah, Sean knew the guys from the Oakdale Christian Academy, and that's kind of how all this came about, and we were talking, and his daughter performs at church, and we said, why don't you bring her in? So we're looking forward to 8:40.
Rocky Laporte, Karen Conti, David Kaplan as well. And John DeCoss, you and I, after 6, we should talk about the New Year's Eve show. You can update me on tickets.
Perfect.
You can let me know where I can buy them.
Okay. Are you coming?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's any tickets left, I know I got to buy tickets to the show.
You need a ticket to your own show,
yeah.
Steve?
Really? Yeah, we have a very strict policy. All the acts have to buy their own tickets. Jim's here. Good morning, Jim. Let me try this with the phone turned on. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm ordering my McDonald's right now.
All right, I'll stand by.
Cheese biscuit and hash brown. I'm good.
What'd you order? What'd you order? Tell me.
Cheese biscuit and hash brown. Do you want anything, Steve?
No, I'm good. But, Kev, what's your review on his order?
Solid order. I'm not huge on their biscuits. It's not my go-to, but it's still a high-quality decision. I would rather go with the steak, egg, and cheese bagel or your traditional sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
I do like the live action of this call, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I normally would, but it's Christmas and I'm broke.
All right, so you went with a special sort of thing. You got to buy for a lot of people?
Not too many, just my two kids.
Okay, but apparently they're very needy and they're demanding all of your money?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, fine, I get it. You like Neil Diamond?
I love Neil Diamond.
I got a pair of tickets to Diamond Live, biggest birthday bash to celebrate Neil Diamond turning 75 at the Sabre Room in Hickory Hills on the 24th of January. That's for you. You a skier at all?
I am not a skier, but I would love to go to your New Year's show, if possible.
Okay, well, don't get ahead. Come on. Settle down. Take a breath. All right, of course I'll give you tickets. 3 o'clock show or 7 o'clock show?
7 o'clock show.
So you said 3?
7.
So 3 o'clock then?
Sure.
No, 7 o'clock show's fine. You're in, buddy. You are in. And also give you a Lightkeeper Pro to keep your lights on for the holidays as well, and a Lou Malnati's Pizza, plus a ChevyDriveChicago.com WGN Radio stainless steel travel mug, along with a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. And here's what I want you to do. I know you love your kids, but I want you to take all these prizes when you get them, and I want you to hold them up. I want you to look at your kids and go, "You kids drain me dry. I got nothing." But my friend Steve.
Seat, he's 7 years old. You can talk to him. His name's Jimmy. Say hi, Jimmy.
Jimmy!
Hi.
All right, good talk, Jimmy. Sounds like a great kid.
He's a good kid.
Why is Jimmy up at this hour?
I'm divorced. He spent the night at my house last night, and I'm bringing him back home before I go to work.
Ah, got it. All right, hope you and Mom all okay, and making sure Jimmy's okay?
Oh, definitely, totally.
All right, you're a good man, Jim. Matter of fact, because you're a good dad, throw in a couple extra things. Take some prizes from Rokon Show and give those to Jim as well.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Was Nat King Cole from Chicago? Are you a Chicago guy? Am I right about that?
Yuletide Carol.
Our extensive research department is snapping into action right now.
I don't believe so.
I think he was. I think he started here.
Won't get any better than this. Everybody knows.
A turkey and some mistletoe.
Phillips High School is where Nick King Cole went to high school. And he apparently grew up in Bronzeville. You know, I'm smarter than I look. I don't know if you know that about me.
You're brilliant.
Moved to Chicago when he was 5.
Nice job. You know, all over it, man.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Actually, it's 4, according to Wikipedia.
See? I'm telling you.
Well, I'm going IMDb.
Oh, okay.
Team getting it done.
You're the wise one, sir. You'll have to decide if it's 4 or 5.
Let's go with 4.5. It's 6:11 in the morning, and Pat Brady's in trouble. Pat Brady, our friend from our political discussions on Thursdays. I'm out of my own business, not bothering anybody. And I get an alert from Politico yesterday that Pat Brady is suggesting killing Donald Trump. And last Thursday when he was on the show, I think it was Thursday, may have been earlier in the week, Pat Brady was talking about John Kasich, who his company works for, and that Kasich wasn't aggressive enough with Trump, and he said you got to take him out with a headshot, meaning you've got to be aggressive and you got to be in his face, mm-hmm. Trump's face.
Yeah.
Somebody in downstate, I don't know, so another do-nothing from Springfield, decided he could run with this and alerted the media that Pat Brady was advocating killing Donald Trump. If you listen to the interview, it would take you about a second and a half to determine that's not what he said. So just to be clear, in case you see this story popping up in various places online today, Pat Brady is not an assassin. So he is in California with his kids, so maybe he's in hiding now. I'm not sure. But MSNBC and CNN, a bunch of other people called him yesterday, and we believe it's all straightened out now. Donald Trump's an idiot. But we don't want him dead.
Oh, gosh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Dead.
At 6:13, John DeCostas. Hey, speaking of idiots, John DeCostas here. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Have we talked to Kevin about his role on New Year's Eve?
Actually, we did, and we're all set. Kevin will perform on New Year's Eve.
When you say perform, you mean like a one-man band sort of thing with a cymbal?
Interpretive dance.
Interpretive dance is really, that's kind of right in his zone.
That's what I said. This is perfect.
So Kevin will be doing 5 minutes of stand-up or so?
Yeah, about 5 minutes of stand-up. So yeah, everybody can come and see
him.
Here's
the thing. When you turn a microphone over to somebody, it's really a trust relationship. I mean, Kevin could go out there and do an hour and kill the entire show.
Well, ice actually what we're hoping for, so we can just sit in the back and eat.
Yeah, food's pretty good.
Food is pretty good.
That's what you ought to do
Free
with
chefs.
Kevin. 2 minutes into Kevin's show, you ought to take in a Big Mac, and that'd take care of it.
That would get him off stage.
Yeah.
If we ever have a thing where Kevin goes rogue, we just put a we put a Big Mac on a string and throw it out on stage and have him follow it off. But Kevin has been added to the New Year's Eve show. Rocky Laporte will be on later. Nobody funnier than Rocky.
Oh, the best.
And you and me.
Tim Banker.
Yeah, Tim Banker and your son Christopher.
Yes.
Great musician.
With the band.
And we'd hire him even if he wasn't your son because he's a great musician. But because he's your son, he works cheaper.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He gets a quarter pounder with cheese.
Ross normally would be a part of the New Year's Eve shows. He has been for years. But this year, he's had a baby. Whatever.
God.
I'm all about his needs. Have I shown you the pictures? Oh, I have.
Okay. Oh, yes, and they're phenomenal.
Right. So if we want tickets for New Year's Eve, there's a 3 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. Right. 7 o'clock show has scattered tickets left, but there's
scattered tickets, but it's pretty much close to it. And 3 o'clock is still available. You can go to RAUECenter.org, RAUECenter.org, or call the box office at 815-356-9212. And also this. Rouse, you can go to rousecenter.ticketforce.com, and you can get tickets online.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, how about that?
That's good. And center is C-E-N-T-E-R or R-E?
Both of those.
Both of them work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
What's going on there, Buttercup? What's going on there, Cowboy? Sparky, Cowboy. Sparky, Cowboy.
Dog.
What's going on there, Sparkles? Romeo.
Dog.
Buttercup. Romeo. Buttercup.
Now, your Chevy dealer at ChevyDriveChicago.com present Cap's Corner with David Kaplan.
At 620, at the Capman. And good morning, Cap. How are you?
At Steve Cochran. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing fine. At Cochran Show. On Twitter. You know, you can't get that upset about the Hawks. It's not been fun to beat Dallas, but in the end, it's a regular season game against a team that could end up being your number one rival going forward. But I think what we saw is, the Stars are really good.
Stars are a really good team, and that, to them, was a statement game last night. They were at home, and once they got that one goal, I think, on the power play that kind of leaked through the right against the post off of Corey, I kind of had a feeling. I'm like, that's not good. That was a problem. And then they got the second one, and then the game was over.
Yeah, you know, not Crawford's best night. The sharp shot he should have stopped as well.
Absolutely, but Sharp, he's a sharp shooter. No pun intended, but that's the way he scored for the Hawks. I remember him flying down the wing, and he would always just find that little opening, whether he went up top shelf or he went to the corner. He's a really good player. The Hawks didn't want to lose him.
Right.
It was just the way the salary cap situation worked out, and Dallas was the beneficiary.
So it's not the last time you're going to be dealing with Dallas this season, literally and figuratively. Obviously, there's several more games to be played against them. But they have got, if they stay healthy, they've got a good coach, and they have got a team that has finally gelled, first time in years, that could really be, a problem going forward. And the Hawks may have gotten a bit of a wake-up call last night.
Yeah, I think the Hawks knew going in, this is going to be a tough game. This is a team that's got some staying power. They're built to win a Stanley Cup. They were able to, bring in some really good players, and they've got some good young ones like Tyler Seguin. Boston never wanted to lose him. They traded him because he had some off-ice issues going on, and he's become a big-time player. Jamie Benn is another really good player, and you add in championship-caliber guys in Sharp and Oduya. Antti Niemi, we know how well he plays in the playoffs. He won a Stanley Cup with the Blackhawks. So, yeah, this is a good team, and they're going nowhere.
Dave, you had a thought on the Hawks?
Well, it's interesting the way the schedule shakes out with Dallas because they don't play again until February, and then they play twice in three games, and they play twice more in March.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Kind of a cluster.
It's a time where the Blackhawks will have plenty of time to kind of figure out, and it's not the first time they've lost a game, and then they end up still doing well against that team later in the year. So I think they've... who knows how they're going to be playing when February rolls around?
They're the team to beat. They're the team to beat for everybody in the league.
Yeah.
They're the champs. So until you beat the Blackhawks, you haven't beat them.
It's December the 23rd now, so we need to just relax. Yep, they lost a game last night. They won two good ones over the weekend. They will be just fine.
The Bears have no one in the Pro Bowl. I don't know. I guess I'm not surprised by that. You know, I thought maybe Cutler, but who else are you going to pick off this team?
Yeah, I didn't think Cutler would make it. I thought he's had a much better year for Jay. But, I mean, please, there's a number of better quarterbacks in the NFC that we're going to get picked before him. Now, you know how many guys end up canceling out of the Pro Bowl, so they could easily get somebody named eventually as an alternate. I'm just not sure who that would be. Maybe it could be Jay if a couple quarterbacks don't go. But it speaks to the ridiculousness that there were people actually saying around town after they beat Green Bay, hey, man, we could win out. We could get 10 wins. Please, this is a roster. This is not on John Fox and Ryan Pace. This is on the awful drafts that went on for years, last couple of Angelo, the Emery drafts, and they have no base of talent. That is exactly why they are going to finish 6-10, 5-11. It really doesn't matter. They're a bad football team.
You know, the other thing about the Pro Bowl now is that they no longer go NFC, AFC. So it's just one big roster, and then they draft the two teams. And here are your six quarterbacks: Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Palmer, Cam Newton, Tom Brady. The last two are the top MVP candidates. So as well as Cutler has played at times this year, I think that group is pretty representative of the top echelon of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and it's still, you know, I mean, it's a nice distinction to be named to the team. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about this game. Nobody.
No. I mean, people care more about the roster than they do the actual game.
Exactly. The naming
of
who made
stinks.
It. Yeah.
And they're copying what the NHL had done with the, you know, two captains will pick all the players and everybody's just named a Pro Bowler. But if somebody on that six-man quarterback list didn't go for whatever reason, injury or dropped out of the game for whatever reason, I'm not sure Jay is the seventh quarterback that's going to be the guy that they name. There's a number of other guys that didn't get picked that you'd take before Jay.
The last time the Bears had no Pro Bowlers, any idea?
I would say it was 1998-99.
So it's been a while.
Yes.
It's interesting because there's been a lot of bad football over those years.
They always had somebody, Urlacher, Briggs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had, you know, some really good player that would qualify to be a Pro Bowler, just didn't have a great team. But this team is what it is, man. I think if Jeffrey was healthy, Jeffrey could have been a Pro Bowler, but he missed half the season.
So we know how well Northwestern basketball is playing with Coach Chris Collins, which is great. But it looks like DePaul's got a story going on the other side of town, huh?
Well, they've had their ups and their downs, but the last night was certainly an up. I watched a lot of that game. George Washington is in the Atlantic 10. I call some of their games in my basketball schedule this year, and they're really well coached. They're really, really good. They're 20th in the country. And DePaul, I don't know if they missed a shot yet. They made everything last night. They played hard. They rebounded well. And the Blue Demons knocked out George Washington, blew him off the floor. That's a really good win. Now you see if you can springboard it to another good win. They lost last week, had a chance to beat Northwestern, lost in overtime at the Allstate Arena. That was one they needed. But getting last night was a big, big W.
Well, Billy Garrett got into foul trouble against Northwestern, and he had a big game last night. Very good. I mean, they have some good players on this team, Garrett and Hamilton and Mike Henry, the transfer from Illinois. So they have some talent there.
Well, I'm telling you, the young kid that they got out of New Jersey, Eli Carr, that kid's going to be a star. Mark it down.
Right now, or should we mark it down later?
Mark it down right now, Steve.
Okay, just right now. All right, and I know that we have people who would love to win something. Is Jim standing by for that?
He is.
All right, one of you two have a question for Cap?
I do.
All right. So, Jim, stand by. Dave Ennett will read a question. We'll ask you if you think Cap will get it right or wrong. If you're correct, you'll win something off the prize list. And if you're incorrect, I'll probably give it to you anyway.
That's such a nice guy.
All right, what's the question?
Okay, question is, Cap, you're kind of a Northern Illinois, not very knowledgeable on Husky topics.
Stop kissing.
He's the coach there.
Yeah, whatever. We'll move on.
Okay, so
They're playing today against Boise State in the Poinsettia Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
NIU made its first bowl appearance in Division I in 1983 in the California Bowl. Who coached the Huskies to that bowl game?
In 1983, let's go to Jim. Oh, this is a tough question. Jim, is he going to get this right or wrong?
I'll say he gets it right.
You're going to get it right. All right, hold on, Jim. Cap, what's the answer?
Jim, you're a smart man because I ran study hall back then as the assistant basketball coach, and Coach Bill Mallory came in and hung out with me a bunch there. Yeah.
Ran study hall, huh?
Yeah, I was in charge of study hall with all the athletes and Bill
Mallory. Did you get a degree in study hall, or what happened there?
No, I actually...
What does running study hall entail? Staying awake?
You ever see The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, okay.
That was it. I was exactly, whatever that teacher's name was in Breakfast Club, that was me. I had to keep everyone in line, and it was not an easy job.
Did you have his wardrobe, too?
I ran study hall. I've never heard that claimed as a credit before.
The long wingtip collar.
That's fantastic.
Silk suit.
You on the radio today?
I am on the radio on ESPN 1000 at noon today, and then TV at 5:30. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy, Healthy New Year to everybody listening.
You going to be on tomorrow?
Am I on tomorrow? No, I'm off tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Why are you taking it off?
Because it's a very important holiday to my wife, so I am off tomorrow, but I am working Christmas Day. Chuck Garfine and I will do the news on CSN. We call it the Jew Crew, and we come in on Friday night.
Well, I'm sure it'll be Chinese food for everybody.
Chinese food, and they're going to show a movie.
But I'm off next week. So we will do this in the new year in some form.
I hope we do, Stevie.
All right, buddy. Hold on.
All right.
That's David Kaplan. Do you remember when we had the swag bin and people used to send stuff in from their companies?
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
I want to show you something.
Okay.
I know you still have to do the weather, but I want to show you something.
Okay.
I want you to tell me what this is and count it out loud. Just,
all right.
What is that?
Stapler.
Okay. How many?
One. Stapler. Two. Oh, that looks like another stapler. Three.
That's a streamline.
Another stapler. Four.
Yeah. Ask me how many pens I have.
How many pens do you have?
Zero. I've got four staplers and no pens.
You know what's funny? The newsroom, the same thing used to happen. I think things just, all the office supplies just kind of make their way from one floor to the next or from one room to the next.
I have been on the radio for a lot of years. Thank you, Kim. I have never, ever used a stapler in the studio. I have four staplers right here. This is like, remember the guy from Office Space?
Oh, Milton. Yeah.
Milton would love it. Oh, and Kev's got one in there, too.
Yeah, so do you have a red one?
Five staplers. You know what? I'm going to take one of these. Can I
here,
take one?
Absolutely. You know what? Give them away.
Do you have a few
it's
to
Christmas.
Give away?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
All right, thank you. This could be a stocking stuffer.
Seventh caller?
But it is funny, though, because in the newsroom, when you come in the morning and we're printing everything out and prepping the show and printing out the things
Wait,
you
I
need.
Got one. Yeah, I got more.
Another one?
What is
no.
That?
Oh, it's tape.
How many?
One tape dispenser. Another tape dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
Another tape dispenser. That's three tape dispensers.
But you're not going to believe this.
Another stapler. Get out of town.
Yeah.
You know what? For people who don't believe this, you're not making this up.
And I'm, let me tell you something.
Not that you ever make things up.
We have we have at least 15 highlighters.
Isn't it weird?
And no pens.
Yeah.
The swag bin is officially reopened. If you have a company with pens with your company name on it, I'll plug your company if you send me pens.
Can I ask you?
435 North right. Michigan, Chicago, 60611.
Why also is there a roll of toilet paper in there? Isn't it bizarre?
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
It's probably for blowing your nose if you don't have any Kleenex.
That's just weird. They have a roll of toilet. Oh, now he's counting the highlighters. He's not kidding. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is the Christmas.
9 highlighters.
I'm not done. This is the Christmas season.
10, 11.
And for the Christmas season, don't you think we should give away something?
12. This is really funny.
Right?
You're not making this up.
So again, I don't have a pen, but how many highlighters?
12.
Oh, wait, I forgot the pink one.
Oh, 13 highlighters.
13 highlighters. 5 staplers and 2 tape dispensers.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Swag bins reopened. 435 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, 60611. Send me pens with your company name on it, and I'll plug your company.
PN.
Let me go to Brian on line one before Karen Conti joins us. Good morning, Brian. How are you? Brian, you with me? All right, let me go back to Brian. Brian, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You need a stapler?
I badly need a stapler.
All right, pick the best stapler, and let's send that to Brian.
I'm going
to
give him the staple stapler.
But let's all autograph it. Oh, wait, we don't have a pen.
We can use the highlighter. Get a Sharpie?
Yeah, use a highlighter.
All right, we'll autograph the stapler and send it to you, buddy. Thanks. Hold on. Karen Conti's here. Karen, you know, this radio station's had a tremendous successful run for 2.5 years since we all came back.
Yes.
But we've got to quit hoarding staplers in the studio.
Well, Penless in Chicago, you know, I always blame Brian Newman for everything. If you start with blaming him, you're probably right.
Okay.
I think he steals the pets. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally fine with that. Karen Conti is at where? Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
You can call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
And a mutual friend of ours is very complimentary about some help you provided recently, so thank you for that.
Oh, well, I'm happy to help.
And, all right, so, Karen Conti, let's move forward here with these two stories, which we'll take care of right after traffic, and also anything else on your mind. There's a Black Lives Matter protest that, you know, sort of an ongoing threat of a thing that did on Michigan Avenue and to shut down shopping since Black Friday. And it's become a deal at the Mall of America in Minneapolis. A restraining order attempt was made to shut it down. So I want to talk to you about the constitutionality of that, whether it's possible, and what retailers can do to protect their businesses. Also, the Sandra Bland case. So we'll get to both of those right after this, and if you have a legal question, I'll try to squeeze that in as well. You can text it at 312-981-7200. Just added to the show, after 7 o'clock, Santa Claus will be here.
Excellent. Oh, boy.
And Santa Claus will be here, but in the limited time offer now, Santa Claus will only take calls from grown-ups. Okay? So this morning, it's a special edition. The kids get pretty good access to Santa Claus. But the grown-ups usually don't. So the grown-ups, the grown-ups can call in and tell Santa what they want, or text in as well. 312-981-7200 for both. All right, let's start with the more important of these two stories by my judgment, and that's the Sandra Bland story. This is the woman from Naperville, relocates to Texas, gets a ticket on her first weekend there, spends the weekend in jail waiting for a court appearance on Monday, and then allegedly hangs herself over the weekend. The grand jury convenes, decides to not move forward with charges. What do you make of all of that?
Well, one of the factors that we have to look into is you know, yes, they arrested her for a traffic stop, but apparently, and according to the cops, and again, we don't know what's true, she became belligerent and started to kick and attack the officer, and that was in the notes. And that's why they kept her, not because of the traffic stop, because she assaulted a police officer. And that's why she was in jail, and then she ended up, you know, dead, and we don't know how it happened. So we have to remember that was part of at least the cop's story. You know, the grand jury system is very secretive. It's all done in private. There are secrecy requirements for the grand jury participants. And if the prosecutor wants an indictment, the prosecutor gets an indictment. If it doesn't want it, he doesn't get it. So, you know, we don't know what happened here. The records are not being released at this point. Maybe they will at some other time. But until then, who knows what the evidence was that the jurors got.
Sandra Bland's family came in here with their attorney representing their interests several months ago. And I found them to be well-balanced folks, grieving, obviously, but just folks who wanted an answer. And they even went and at some point admitted that she had suffered with depression, and the idea of an attempted suicide was not completely out of the question, but they just don't feel like they've ever gotten an answer from anybody in authority there. What avenue do they have to choose now? Is it a civil suit? Is that their only play?
That generally is what opens up the doors here, because then those records become public. And I feel for them, and I understand that, because the system, like I said, is very, very private. And when you go down to Texas, it's a whole different world down there. I mean, if you think we've got a system here that's broken, just in the last year, they changed the system. It used to be that the grand jury participants could be whoever the prosecutor wanted. They could pick their buddies or their neighbors or their friends and pull them on the grand jury, swear them in, and give them the evidence. So at least now we have a system for picking people in Texas that's somewhat random. But, I mean, we're talking about a real old boy system down there, so I certainly understand why they feel like they're not getting a fair shake on this.
And in the process of going through this, the area that she was in the jail that she spent time in that weekend, you know, it's kind of hard not to picture Mayberry with Barney with one key on the wall and all that. I guess it's a little bigger than that.
And, you know, one of the things, too, that I think that all police departments have been criticized for across the country is not being able to handle people who have mental illness.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people are mentally ill, again, I have no comment about Sandra Bland or what her condition was. But, you know, when people act out, sometimes it's because they're mentally ill rather than they're just being a jerk. And you know, we see a lot of those cases where the police react. They're angry. They're frightened. They don't want to be hurt. And so they overreact. And, you know, I'm not saying that's what happened here, but that's something that certainly could have happened.
A couple of texters. Good morning. My daughter hurt her ankle. Doctor ordered an MRI, called to tell us it was fractured. However, the MRI reported no sign of fracture. Ends up she has a bone infection. Was the doctor negligent, and what would you recommend?
Yeah, malpractice. Those are cases that are very hard to prove and really hard to bring. Even if the doctor messed up here, the damage has to be significant because it's very expensive to bring the cases. You've got to involve doctors right from the beginning. So that's something that you would probably call my office. I would probably give it to somebody who does this kind of work. I don't do it. And they actually have nurses and doctors on their staff to look at the records to see if there was negligence. Did the doctor do something wrong? And if so, what was the damage that was caused? And is it enough damage to bring a lawsuit?
And 815 is going to call you at what number?
Call me at 312-332-7800.
708, a mortgage escrow refund check is made out in two names. Do both people need to sign it in order to cash or deposit it? Is this a legal matter?
Asking me if they both need to sign it? If it's in their names, yes, they do need to sign it. I don't.
It probably is a separation sort of thing. Doesn't it sound like maybe it's a relationship issue there?
Yeah, so you might have to get, you know, that's complicated. That's complicated because the bank isn't probably going to cash in unless you have both signatures. You could probably force the issue if you take it to court, but there's, you know, that's a hard one.
But you wouldn't recommend forgery? That'd be a bad idea?
That would be a very bad idea. Okay. Very bad.
All right, let's talk about this Mall of America story. The Black Lives Matter protests on Michigan Avenue for Black Friday cost a lot of money. And stopping traffic on the way to O'Hare and Midway certainly cost money. And the continued threats to stop people from shopping under the general umbrella is we have to spread the pain is, again, in my opinion, ridiculous. You're taking potential tax dollars away from the city that can provide for services that you're not getting enough of, you being the poorer communities in the city and around here. This goes to Minneapolis as well. Yet another police incident there, and people have been protesting at the Mall of America. Did a lot of damage to the Mall of America business, and now the businesses there in the Christmas season are saying we're really getting hurt here. Can they gain a restraining order? And I don't know if the court's ruled on this or not. And if so, what right do businesses have to protect their ability to do business?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The First Amendment applies only to government. So, you know, the law is that Congress shall make no law respecting or abridging freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble. So that means the government, meaning the police, can't stop people from walking down the street and in the public place. But if you are a private business owner or certainly within your home, you as a private citizen can say, no, we're not going to have people gather here because we are a business and we're private and we're not the government. We're not making laws restricting free speech. We're just protecting our interests. And the Mall of America can certainly do that. And it did bring a suit and it barred, I think it was three groups that were intending to protest there. Black Lives Matter was not one of them. So the court basically said, after those three defendants that were sued, yes, we're going to restrain them from coming, but I can't restrain, as court had said, I can't restrain people who aren't named in the lawsuit. So it's a good example of this mall is protecting its rights, and it's certainly within its realm to do that.
But if you have people, let's go back here for a second. If you have people protesting on Michigan Avenue, standing in front of Crate and Barrel, as an example, and somebody wants to get into Crate and Barrel and shop, and they're literally blocking the doorway, what rights do the business have in that case, or what rights do you have to go shopping there?
Well, right. That's the perfect.
Because it's a public sidewalk.
It's a public sidewalk. And the laws in Chicago say you can protest all you want, but you cannot. One of the things you cannot do is you cannot block the entrance and the exit of doors. And so those people could be arrested. Now, the police are choosing not to arrest people who are blocking that entrance. I'm thinking they're trying to keep peace. They're trying to make this as peaceable as possible. And once they start arresting people, then it becomes, you know, a melee. So, you know, they're really not enforcing the laws as they stand on the books. And just remember, you know, I think that it's a good thing to remember that, like, a good example, Steve, is I was in a private building the other day, and I saw some beautiful decorations, and I took out my camera and my phone, and I was going to take a picture of it, and I was told not to. And I thought to myself, wow, free speech, free. And I thought, no, I'm in a private building. They have a right to have rules, whether it's security or otherwise. And so I thought of this story, and I thought, yes, exactly. They have absolute right to enforce their rules. Again, we're in a different world now. We're trying to keep peace. The police officers are being told to do things to make this peaceable. So it's not quite working.
Yeah, and again, I just, you know, I'm beating a dead horse here, but it's frustrating to me. The protests ought to be at Rahm Emanuel's office and at Anita Alvarez's office and City Hall and on the Mayor Street. Leave people alone who are trying to shop. That's ridiculous.
No, it is, Steve. But I also have to say, it really is nice to know that we have the right to do that in our country. And
well, of course.
Making a difference, and it's making a statement. I understand it's causing a lot of upset, and I don't like it either. The stores are empty. I live in the neighborhood. I see what it's doing. But, you know, I kind of like that there's a message being sent, and we're really fortunate. Sounds trite, but we're really fortunate to have the ability to do that. Some countries don't.
In this country, absolutely. But nobody's restricting anybody from protesting. It's just your choice of protest is not in the big picture helping your cause. Again, my opinion.
Yep.
All right, listen, a very Merry Christmas to you. I'm off next week, but I will see you in the new year, and thank you for everything you do.
And Merry Christmas to you, Grandpa.
Thank you for that. Hold the line, Karen Conti, kconti at kcontilaw.com. News next. All right, at 7:13, we will do the Hawks Express. And there was kind of a good news, bad news situation last night. Well, why don't we get rid of the bad news first? Hawks Express is sponsored by our friends at Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. They're great. Last night's game, not so great.
They beat the Hawks here tonight 4-0.
That is the complete review of last night's Hawks loss to Dallas 4-0. But at the start of the second period, if you were listening to the great John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN, your Hawks radio station, you might have heard this.
And before we get it started, we want to say congratulations to Grandpa, Steve Cochran. Yeah, he's the guy that you listen to in the mornings on your way in. Congratulations, Steve, and to your family on the birth of your new baby granddaughter, Abigail Grace Cochran, on December the 17th. What a wonderful way to celebrate the holidays. Daughters are a blessing, Steve, and especially granddaughters. So I can see Steve taking her for ice cream and spoiling her and then turning her back to mom and dad and, you know, doing what grandparents do.
Yeah, sent Steve a little text message and said, "Hey, Gramps," and he responded right back. Happy for Steve. Love the man, and does a phenomenal job on WGN. One of the best guys in the business. Great golfer, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He would have appreciated Jordan Spieth coming out here to have a ceremonial puck drop before the game.
Steve might have the quickest wit of anybody at WGN. I wish I had a wit like that. I mean, I don't want to say, but Steve Cochran, really one of the funniest guys you could be around. And what an entertaining show he has in the mornings. I love grabbing a cup of coffee, getting in my car, going wherever I am sometimes to a morning skate, and there's Steve Cochran. Nice.
He's just got that dry sense of humor.
Yeah. He's got a great segment with Q, too. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Steve, congratulations to you and your family.
How great are those guys?
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very cool.
And plus, when Troy texted me, I got back to him right away because it's important that we seniors stay active.
That's kind of how it sounded.
So
what? They
They go to the morning skate, and then you show up there? Is that what John just said?
No, John was actually referring to the radio. Now, Dave, here's the way this works. The radio is a box that makes sound in your car or in your home.
Really?
Yeah. Or in some cases, on your phone at the WGN Radio app. Download it now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. Abigail Grace is now almost a week old and was just accepted to Harvard. So no surprise there.
Early admission, obviously. Yeah. Early decision.
Very early. Yeah. It's 7:16. John and Martha will be first. We also have some texters. Santa Claus is here, and adjust yourself if you're with kids accordingly. Santa Claus is here, and we'll take questions from adults on what they can get for Christmas coming up here in just a little bit. And Steve Harvey and Rahm Emanuel are both in the news this morning. That's on the Steve Cochran Must Five. Springsteen, 7:22 in the morning. Good morning, Santa Claus. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Stephen.
Nice to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Have you lost weight?
I have.
Yeah, you look terrific. Do you try to get in a little bit of shape before you ride the sleigh?
I do. Usually a week out, I'll have kale.
Kale, but only for the week out.
Just the week out.
All right.
But I do cover it in chocolate.
Chocolate-covered kale, just like we saw the other day, Dave, from you.
It's incredible.
That was really great. Santa, could you tell me about the reindeer again, starting with Rudolph? Everybody healthy? Nobody on the disabled list?
No, everybody's fine. They're all prepared. Blitzen does have a cold sore, we assume, but we should be okay.
Sorry, did you get something caught in your throat there?
It did.
All right, fine. Let me start with a couple of texters here, and then we'll get to John and Martha. And then I want you guys, and Andrea, I don't know if you should do the whole segment on Santa's lap, but, you know, however long you're comfortable.
Hopefully I'm on the nice list.
You're on the nice knee. From the 847, Dear Santa, I'd like maid service for a year and to help you in the future. Just renew it. That way I don't have to bother you. Thanks, Patty.
Wow, that's really good. That's not going to happen.
Dear Stevens, see, this is different. This is Santa Claus for adults, so everybody doesn't get everything, apparently. Is that because Patty was on the naughty list or something?
No, I just don't deliver maid service.
I see, okay. From the 312, Dear Steve and Santa, I'm working my way to get a bachelor's degree in radiology from SIU. Just give me a massage because this was a rough semester.
Yeah, a little too much backstory on that one, so I'm going to say no again.
Do you offer massage to anybody on your route?
We do. We do. We have a particular elf named Bracer, and he will do that.
Okay. With the hooves, a deep hoof massage?
Yeah. He's an elf.
Oh, I didn't say hooves, did I?
He could be a minotaur. Half man, half horse.
Yeah, you think my headphones aren't working here or something. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. Say hi to Santa Claus.
Hey, Santa Claus, how are you today?
Good morning, John. I remember John. I gave him Stratego.
Oh, he did?
I did.
Oh, fantastic. I hope he enjoyed that. John, what are you looking for this year?
I'm looking for some health and happiness for our family and a MyPillow.
And a MyPillow. All right. Let me put you on hold, see what Santa has to say about that.
Well, I actually, the health and happiness, yes, I will bring that. I'm a little confused, though. You throw in a MyPillow at the end. You're looking for something free?
Yes, well, you're not taking money for these gifts.
That's the new way.
Don't think so. No, Santa Claus is kidding, of course. Let's go to Martha. Say hello to Santa Claus, Martha.
Hello, Santa.
Hello.
I would like my twin sister for Christmas so we can hear more dumb twin questions. Like, do you like being a twin? And I always reply, I don't know, you have to ask her. She's 9 minutes older than me.
All right, so she'd like her twin to visit to answer more silly, stupid twin questions.
So you called in with a comedy set already prepared. That's good. I actually like the way you think. I remember you because, remember you asked for a CNC and I got you that?
That's right. From the 847, this is Patty again. You said no to maid service. Can I get elf service?
Okay, just to clarify, we are done with Patty.
Santa Claus, this is for the 312. Santa Claus, what are you doing about Donald Trump?
I'm going to get Donald Trump something very special this Christmas. I've decided to get him duct tape.
Duct tape? And where would he put that?
You know what? I may just do his entire body except his hair.
All right,
in
right.
Duct tape.
It's impossible to get duct tape out of hair. From the 630, dear Santa, could you define naughty?
Naughty? Yes. Naughty is any time you do anything that I think is bad. But that's up to me, so I can't define it.
You're the judge and jury.
I am the judge and jury. If you end up in the book, that's the way it is.
Dear Santa and G-Pop, there you go. Somebody paying really good attention to the show. I'm looking for a new stove. I've made 500 dozen cookies, and it's given out. It's over. It's done.
500,000 cookies?
500 dozen, yes.
Oh, 500 dozen. I was going to say 1,000. Yeah. 500,000 seemed like an exaggeration.
Yes, but this obviously isn't.
So is the family not eating anymore?
Well, that's a lot of cookies. I don't know that you'd be hungry after you've eaten that many cookies.
So I will say yes because of the work that she put in. I assume it's a woman. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, I will do that. That's done.
All right, so let me
It will be an easy bake oven.
I see. All right, well, those are the kind you probably have the most of at the North Pole.
I can wrap that.
Santa, can you send over some pet food for my puma and my friend the beaver?
Well, here's the issue I have with that, Steve.
That listener in the 815 is being tracked by Homeland Security.
I was
right
going
now.
To say yes. A puma is illegal.
Yes.
Unless it is a pair of shoes. And the beaver, they're pretty common out in the 815 area. So I'll bring food for the beaver.
From the 630, Santa, I'm lonely. Can I have one of your ho-ho-hos?
Oh.
I have ding-dongs. I have... Susie Q's.
But no ho-hos?
But no. Yes, I do, of course. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
I'm not sure that's what he's talking about. From the 219, can I get a gift card from Lover's Lane?
You know, that's funny. I'm going there later today. I will pick that up for them.
All right, very nice. From the, let's see, from the 815, dear Santa, you know where I might be able to get a stapler?
Actually, we don't have any left. WGN actually ordered over 500,000 staplers, so we're done with those.
Dear Santa, my Yorkie poo named Shirley has accidents all over the house. How do I take care of that? Signed, Frank.
Well, the only way I can explain is probably the dog is only eating human food.
Right. Well, it seemed to think, Santa, that you're Steve Dale in this case.
I know. I don't understand. He'll be on later, so if you want to hang on to that, Frank.
All right. I'll keep it around.
And who names a dog Shirley? I'm just checking.
Dear Santa, could you skip my house and give my presents to people who are not as fortunate?
Okay, now I'm going to get emotional.
No.
That is a beautiful sentiment, and for that, I'm going to bring them toss across.
I love that. Toss across a rule.
Mary, what would you like to ask Santa for?
Oh, man. Do you have anything like a remote thing, like a drone that can dust my house?
I'll tell you what I'll do, Mary. I'll give you an Erector set. You can build your own.
Oh, that's sweet. And here's one for Dave. Dear Santa, can I have a pajamagram from Dave Ennett?
Oh, that is actually very popular this year, and it comes with a set of lawn jarts.
From the 773, Santa, can I have Mrs. Claus's phone number?
You know what? Yes, I am so sick at this. Yes, done.
Andrea, do you have something you'd like from Santa Claus?
I do, but I don't like my chances of receiving it, so I'm just going to ask Santa Claus a question. You know,
good.
It's traditional that the children put out milk and cookies.
Yeah.
And carrots for
sure.
The reindeer. Do you still advocate that, or is there something else that you really prefer, Santa Claus, when you go to these children's homes?
Whole cakes.
Oh, entire cakes.
Entire cakes, specifically from Portillo's.
Oh, Portillo's. Like an entire Portillo's chocolate
cake.
Yeah, and
if you want to put a beef sandwich out, I'm okay with that. And anything you want, Andrea, is fine with me, because
right.
Andrea is the best.
Thank you,
yes.
John.
What? I'm sorry. I think the wall just came down. The fourth wall. You know what? I'm taking back that spiral.
I thought you were the bull. It's 7:31. We're back with the big story next on 720 WGN. he recovered from Santa's visit, I believe, and now it's time for the big story. And Andrea's here with that. I'm sorry, what? Yeah. Oh, you have something to say here, Kev? You have something to add at this time?
Thank you, Steve. I'd just like to add that Townstone Financial is sponsoring the big story.
All right.
AD.
All right.
Very good. Thank you all. And it's a very, very busy travel day. Long, long lines at O'Hare Airport this morning. WGN's Ryan Burrow is at O'Hare and joins us with an update on the situation there. Morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Yes, throwing elbows and trying to create some space for myself. It is very, very crowded here. 3.5 million people expected to pass through the gates here at O'Hare over this three-week-long period ending January the 5th. And while today isn't expected to be the busiest day at O'Hare, it is very, very crowded, like stand in line for a half hour just to get up to the security checkpoint crowded. Some people are frustrated. Some are just anxious because not only are the lines long, but the forecast isn't looking great for some of these flyers. Fog in Chicago, possibility of severe weather in the south and mid-south, potentially impacting travel to New Orleans, Memphis, Nashville. Don't feel too bad, though. One woman heading to New Orleans says on Christmas Day she's going to be hanging out on Bourbon Street listening to live music and eating great Southern food. So don't cry any tears for these people. Today is the busiest day of the travel period at Midway. So keep that in mind. Give yourself lots of time if you're headed out here and be willing to meet some new friends because you're going to be standing in line for a while, Andrea.
Yeah, thank you much, Ryan. Be safe out there, and we'll be talking to you throughout the morning as well. So as you just heard, we're getting some pictures as well from O'Hare. There are quite a few people there waiting in line, and as Ryan said, there's probably a good half-hour wait just to get up to the security line, so you will definitely want to allow extra time this morning, at least an hour or two before your flight is scheduled to take off. And as always, please call your airlines and check ahead. There is a dense fog advisory in effect this morning, so there are likely to be some delays, possibly cancellations. Nothing official yet, but again, the weather will be a factor in your holiday travel today. That's this hour's big story. Let's get a check of traffic now.
I'm like a lot of guys. I grew up in a big Italian neighborhood. I grew up in Rome. Then we moved to Chicago. I lived in a crummy neighborhood. I remember when I was a kid, I remember like laying in bed at night and looking at the stars and thinking like, where the hell's the roof?
Something very wrong with him.
That's Rocky the Port. Rocky's going to be part of the New Year's Eve festivities at the Rouse Center in Crystal Lake. John, how do I go about getting tickets for the New Year's Eve show, the annual Steve Cochran New Year's Eve for people that can't stay awake until midnight?
Actually, it's really easy. You can go to rousecenter.org. That's R-A-U-E center.org. Or call the box office at 815-356-9212. Or go to ticketforce.com.
RouseCenter.TicketForce.com. It's 7:44, and Rocky Laporte joins me now. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, what you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. I'm excited. And, you know, a little while ago when Andrew was doing the weather, she said it's going to be scattered showers on and off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What time are they going to be on? And she...
Rock's looking for specifics.
Rocky, what time do you need them? What time do you need them on?
I need them off between like 11 and 11:30.
Okay. 11:30. You know, ironically, they're going to be on between 11 and 11:30 today.
Oh, you're killing me.
Rock, what do you have going on between 11 and 11:30? You walk into your car? What's
yeah,
the what's
yeah,
the
I got a. Get my new haircut.
Well, it's a big day. Have you started Christmas shopping yet?
Yeah, a little bit. I got some stuff done, you know. And I love the holidays, Steve. You know what's great about them? Like everybody usually, like right around when they're over, in between, everybody goes, "Hey, come on over. We're having leftovers." You know. I think that's like saying that. We like you, but not enough to make fresh food.
It is kind of true.
Yeah. I'm going to eat some of this junk in our refrigerator that we're going to throw out.
But don't you have, like, 37 kids? How many kids do you have?
Yeah, something like that, 37. When you get that high, you know. So I got four kids and 10 grandkids, man.
You know, I just had my first grandkid.
God bless you. What'd you have, Steve?
Little girl. Abigail Grace. She's a week old tomorrow.
Congratulations, my friend. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Now, which of your grandkids? Which of your grandkids is your favorite?
Probably Harpo. No, I like them all. They're all the same. The one's a little weird, but they're all. Here's a tip, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, they started calling me Grandpa. I'm like, guys, let's call me Uncle Rock. How am I going to get some action with this grandkid? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's great that you're asking the grandkids to pimp for you.
Yeah, you know, the girls love the kids. They like that, you know. So I got to do it with the kids, you know.
So you have the grandkids go out to the park with you so women will find you more attractive?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to grow. I'm going to teach you a lot, Steve. You're going to love this.
That's so good. You been following the presidential stuff at all?
No, I don't. Those guys, you know, I don't know.
You did you meet Donald Trump? You're in and out of L.A. all the time. You ever met Trump?
Well, I was there when he said, when they told him it was going to be El Nino this year, and he said he was going to build a wall to keep it out.
I don't think it was actually, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a wall for El Nino, but you know, it is Trump, so who knows. Are you worried at all about terrorism?
I was worried more about it raining between 11 and 11:30. People are still crazy, Steve, on the airplanes. Like, the other day, I'm flying. Some lady on the airplane next to me is breastfeeding on the airplane.
Sure.
And I'm like, does she even know this guy? And,
holy cow.
Nobody cares.
And it's awkward for you, Rock. That's the problem.
Especially because he was in the middle seat, probably.
Yeah, of course. Plus, you think he's going to get a crick in his neck the way he's leaning?
Yes.
What do you...
Massages in airports now. Did you know that, Steve?
They do massages?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was standing there in line. You know, I had all my clothes off. Like, it's just your neck. I'm like, well, you need to put up a sign there, buddy.
Need some clarification. Oh, yeah, they can't expect you to know the rules. So where are you going to spend Christmas?
I'll be home here with the kids. You know, I'll be with the grandkids and everything at Christmas, and I'm really excited about that. And then and in between that and our gig, I got some gig in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's at the Scranton Cultural Center. So I guess it's got something to do with yogurt. I don't know.
You know, when I think Scranton, I think cultural. Yes.
yogurt. I think yogurt.
And what exactly do you want for Christmas, Rock? You're always giving to other people. What do you want?
Man, I need a belt. You know?
Yeah. All right, a belt. We'll get you a belt.
Yeah,
a belt. E. I love him, man. He just always makes me laugh.
You know, when I first met him, which was probably mid-80s, and he was moving pizza ovens for a living.
Yeah.
And just doing stand-up, like, you know, winning some things. And he came out, and I remember he was at a show, and he goes, yeah, you know, this is fun. I'm having a good time. This is really good. I go, Rocky, you're going to headline within a couple of years.
And he did.
He did.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's really good.
He's so good.
And a good guy, too.
Great guy.
Really good guy.
He just can't work between 11 and 11:30.
Right.
Well, he's got a new haircut.
The haircut. You can't.
He's got a new haircut. You got to take care of the haircut.
You do.
Mary's back. By the way, that Rocky Laporte is the guy that will be with us on New Year's Eve, and we hope he can be there, too, at the row in Crystal Lake. 7 o'clock, seat's almost gone. 3 o'clock, a little more room there, but get your tickets again at rowcenter.org. All right, then. And follow the links there or just get a hold of us. And do we have that up on social media, Kev? We ought to have that up on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, we just put it up on your Twitter, at Cochran Show.
Okay.
There's a link there.
Here's Mary now with the cars.
Eastbound I-80, through the rain, a car fire at Harlem. Two right lanes are blocked with that and delays in both directions. A little bit tight on the inbound side of the Stevenson, Cicero to Kedzie. Otherwise, the roads are in really good shape this morning. No problems on any of them. An Oakbrook and accident, 22nd and Butterfield still being cleared. Traffic sponsored by Cabela's. Find your last-minute gifts at Cabela's Christmas Sale in Hoffman Estates in Hammond, Indiana. Shop for amazing deals on all of your favorite brands or get the gift that always fits, Cabela's gift cards. Don't miss the Cabela's Christmas sale. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Sunday night.
Scores! Patrick Kane with a backhand into the top.
center ice as they welcome the Carolina Hurricane.
That's hockey, baby!
10 at 5:30, Tom and Troy at 6.
Blackhawk games on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN are presented by the Village of Bedford Park.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir, and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today.
Uh-huh.
Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The world-famous WGN Chicago personalized calendars for 2016 are available now in the featured section on WGNradio.com. This year, Chicago is captured in black and white, presented in a special and one-of-a-kind way. This is the eighth year for these highly sought-after calendars, and the first year, it's been all black and white. Not only does it feature Chicago landmarks, as seen through the lens of our spectacular photographers, but the images are crafted so your name blends in. Go to WGNradio.com and scroll down to the feature section.
Be front and center to all the action at a Chicago Blackhawks game. Win glass seat tickets to the January 12th game against Nashville and get a ride on the ice. Enter at WGNradio.com/contests. Sponsored by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands.
And as we continue, Rahm Emanuel may be one of the worst people of 2015. That award is, or at least that conversation is ongoing. And it turns out Steve Harvey's not done with beauty pageants. So we'll get to that as well. WGN's personalized calendars for 2016 are available now in the features section at WGNradio.com. They're in black and white this year. And that's cool. I like black and white photography. I don't know about you, but I think it stands out. It pops. And these calendars are great. People at 2Ks do them every year. And the 2016 2Ks calendar means you can take your name or the name of somebody you love, somebody you want to impress, maybe somebody you want to suck up to. And their name will be displayed in all sorts of cool Chicago landmarks for each month of the year in really cool black and white photography. So we all have these on our desks and at home and pretty much everywhere. I got like six versions of it. Did you get the 2K sent me like every possible version of it.
You know, they sent a wall calendar.
Yeah.
And then you can do a little one for your desk. Or you can do the big one that's flat on your desk.
Yeah, the flat. There's the fold-out. There's
The magnet, too.
The magnet, and then I got the tattoo.
Oh, you got that. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I was trying to make out what that
was. This is January on my right arm. Andre, my eyes are up here.
I know. Sorry.
These black and white calendars add a whole new level of class and elegance to you. Go to WGNradio.com. Scroll down to the feature section to get yours. Available in the feature section at WGNradio.com. Now it's Gwen Stefani.
You know, she and Blake Shelton did a Wish You a Merry Christmas song.
Blake Shelton's got a problem because, you know, they're not going to stay together for the long haul because it's Gwen Stefani. How could you? And, you know, you can't get that often, you know, once it's on you. Once you get the Gwen Stefani on you, you can't clean it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Oh, that's an adorable Christmas tweet from the two of them. That's fantastic. It's 7:57. Rahm Emanuel has been named to a list by Esquire as one of the worst people of 2015. Want to know who else is on the list? Kim Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Davis is the woman who wouldn't do her job and issue marriage licenses to gay couples in Kentucky. Why is Cameron Crowe? Oh, for the movie Aloha.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that where, who was in that? Olivia?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yeah.
Yeah, Emma Stone in a cast of thousands. Does that make you one of the worst people of the year because you made a bad movie?
Didn't she, though? She was disguising herself as an Asian.
Oh, that was it.
Woman,
yeah. Yeah, you didn't hire an Asian actor.
Right.
And she was playing an Asian character.
Correct.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. Changes it, doesn't it? David Cameron, the British Prime Minister. This is for a video that came out of when he was in college when he supposedly did a stunt where he was naked with a dead pig.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not good. Sepp Blatter, the head of FIFA, who's going to go to jail as long as he doesn't run to another country. Hillary Clinton, you familiar with Mrs. Clinton's work?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton for the constant stalling on the email controversy and various other lies. That's the thing that Trump, you know, there's so much stuff you can point out that's legitimate about Hillary. And you want to talk about whether or not she goes to the bathroom?
I know.
Come on.
Is Trump on the list?
Boy, I hope so. Terrence Howard, the Empire star, who was arrested apparently multiple times for spousal abuse. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby and Jared Fogle. Did you ever think you'd be able to mention those two names together?
No.
What a bizarre deal that is. Officials of MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas. Remember when Ahmed Mohammed was kicked out of school for building that clock?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and then his father took him to some scholarship offer to another country, and now they're filing a civil suit against the school. Google brought him in and everything. It was all played up to be some sort of Muslim profiling.
Yeah.
When, in fact, the kid had violated a basic rule at school and was told by someone he showed the clock to, yeah, people might take that the wrong way. I wouldn't show it around school. And when he did, he got in trouble. So instead of taking it as a teaching moment for your kid and not making about whether or not he's brown or not, just say, this is not a great idea.
And didn't all these sponsors pop on and give him, you know, like a Mac and Beats and things like that?
No, I mean, I've always had the sense that the father pushed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he came out and brought pizzas for the reporters,
that
might have been come to my house and have a press conference. Oh, here's pizza.
Jeb Bush for being the worst campaigner ever.
God.
Robert Griffin III, the offensive rookie of the year in 2012. And now he's got, like, football malware, according to Esquire. He's got some sort of virus they can't kick. The Fantastic Four, the movie, Please Stop It. Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin. The 2016 version of Tim Pawlenty. Who's Tim Pawlenty? He's the Scott Walker of 2012. Neil Patrick Harris, Stop Doing Magic. It's not a four-year-old's birthday party.
You know, I do agree with that. I like him, but, yeah.
Other people on the list, Roger Goodell, obviously the Confederate flag, Roger Ailes from Fox, Kurt Schilling, every Cleveland Cavalier not named LeBron James.
Wait, what did Kurt Schilling do?
Kurt Schilling.
Tweets. Some inappropriate tweets.
A Facebook meme that compared Muslims to Nazis. Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
there was that.
Not helpful.
It's not good.
Not helpful. Floyd Mayweather Jr., just about for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Rahm for the obvious reasons, and Johnny Manziel on the last one on the list. I can't believe Trump's not on this list. Trump is not on the list. But Martin Shkreli,
they love me.
Pharmaceutical.
They love me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Esquire's got some splaining to do because Trump is not on one of the worst people at 2015 list, and Hillary Clinton is. Was this GQ? I thought it was Esquire.
Yeah, GQ.
Oh, it's GQ. Okay. All right, so let's take a break, come back. Dean's coming up. This is 720 WGN.
Yeah.
We'll get to the full Dean in just a second. It's like the full Monty, but it's Dean at Channel 9.
Hello? Hello?
You talking to me?
Hello? Oh, hi, dude.
I thought you said you were going to get to me in a minute.
Well, yeah, but then I said hi. But you were probably distracted by one of the other TV people.
No. I was sitting back, but you said we'll get to Dean in a minute, so I thought you had more important things to do.
Well, I always have more important things to do than this segment in this case.
Wait a minute.
So anyway, thank you for the note. I got a nice note from Dean. Congratulations on Abigail Grace.
Couldn't be happier for you.
It's very nice. Very nice. And, it's important for me to stay active, keep the blood flowing. I clot at this age.
You've been clotting for years. I've been there a couple of times, sitting right next to you while you remember one time you were clotting.
Oh, it's happening again.
I've been there for many of those clots.
And what do we know? We can keep this for the entertainment report if you want, but what do we know about Steve Harvey being invited back for another pageant?
He has been invited back to host the Miss Universe pageant next year. This couldn't possibly be a ratings stunt.
No. No, no, no.
Donald Trump would never do that. Does he still own the Miss Universe pageant?
He does not, actually, because he came out with a statement afterwards and said if he did, it never would have happened.
This would have never happened. Yeah. Because he writes, Donald Trump, on all the shows that he was involved in, wrote, directed, produced. He did everything on those shows. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, he's complete. He's very hands-on.
He is very handsy.
Yeah, and he also said if he had owned it, no one would have gone to the bathroom.
Okay. All right.
Because he was very, very upset about Hillary peeing.
Yeah, because, I have the opposite effect when I hear Donald Trump.
Yeah, you can't help but go to the bathroom.
Right.
Right, I totally get that. Big Christmas Day movie list to get to.
It's huge. It's gigantic.
And we haven't plugged Johnny Carson in a couple days, have we?
No, this is a whole new plugging of Johnny Carson today, though. This is a whole different thing I'm plugging today.
All right.
It's not the January 1st episode, full episodes that will begin on Antenna TV that I've been plugging.
This is a different
incessantly.
Carson plug.
This is the Antenna TV starting January 1st, 10 p.m. weeknight. That is what I've been plugging for the last couple of weeks. What I'm going to be plugging this morning is something completely different.
That's exciting. Stand by for it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
A23, America's entertainment maven.
You know what would be great, Steve?
I don't. What?
If there was some possible way that we could drag you over here to the WGN Morning News next week.
Be great.
In case there's anything you want to talk about.
Oh, I thought I would do the news.
In case, well, you could do that, too. You could do that, too.
Did you know our friend Andrea is doing the news on CLTV all day?
Yeah, later on today.
I did not know that.
She's anchoring all day, starting at 1. And yeah. I understand, each hour the top story will be the New Year's Eve show.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't want to give it away, but yes.
Yeah.
Then Jen will say, thank you so much for doing this today. That'll be the last time.
Well, I've never been to Channel 9, but I hear it's a lot of fun. And John is my Christmas present.
You've never been here?
No, I've never been here. John is my Christmas present. Set up
I seem to remember you being here. I must have been mistaken.
Dean Steve doesn't remember, so. Okay.
There's so little I remember anymore.
John is a Christmas present. Set up a tour next week for me for Channel 9.
That's fantastic.
So, I actually may be there.
What day will that be?
I don't know. What day do you want it to be?
Make it a good day.
Call me later and let me know what day it is.
We'll make it a good day, and I can show you around.
That'd be great.
As I said, Dean, isn't that the day that you have that thing?
I can, excuse me? What?
So you might not be there?
Oh, their appointment. I can show you. I know you're probably most excited to see Historic Studio 1, the Bozo Studio.
Oh, are you kidding?
The Bozo dressing room where Bozo...
Don't tease!
...got dressed is still there intact. It hasn't been touched in years.
And neither is Bozo. What?
I can show you the room where we worked on and produced a special a half-hour special on Johnny Carson.
Oh, you're kidding, because we haven't had a chance to bring this up. But Johnny Carson is coming to Antenna TV.
Antenna TV starting January 1st, 10 p.m. But I've hosted a half-an-hour program, special half-an-hour program.
Oh, that's great.
On the King of Late Night, on his guests, on all the things that, you know, were the great Johnny Carson show with special guests on the program, including Doc Severinsen, Bob Newhart, Jay Leno, Louis Anderson.
Oh, that's great.
The great Joan Embry. It's going to be on at various times. We've tried to make this as difficult as possible to find. I mean, it's a really good show.
But you've got to find it to see it.
But anything that's really good is worth searching for, and God knows they've made it as difficult as possible to find. So the special will be on Christmas Day at 4:30 p.m., and then December 26th, the day after, at 11:30 p.m., and then on January 1st at 12:30 p.m. on WGN. It'll be on WGN-TV.
By the way, if you do find the special and you call me and you're the seventh caller, you'll win a MyPillow. So we're turning it into a game.
Good luck.
Dean is sponsored, by the way, by our friends at Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center, all part of the Wintrust Community Bank's Hour. Let's talk about the Christmas Day movies. The Hateful Eight's the Quentin Tarantino movie, right?
I think so pretentious. I am not buying the Quentin Tarantino Kool-Aid anymore.
No, I'm not either.
Quote, cinephiles, every time Quentin Tarantino does anything, it's supposed to be the most epic thing that's ever happened to film. He keeps remaking the same film over and over again. All of his films are unnecessarily violent, unnecessarily bloody. For what purpose, except that he does this in every film? The storylines, the plot lines are inconsequential.
I agree.
You know, they're like, who cares? This one's about a group of strangers who get stranded during a Wyoming blizzard, in the Old West. Each one has a secret. And Quentin Tarantino takes about as long as possible, for the story to play out. This movie is over 3 hours long.
Yeah, come on.
With an intermission.
Stop it.
There's an intermission and a five-minute musical overture. You sit there
Stop
with the curtain
it.
Down, and there's a musical overture. I mean, it's very old school. It's, oh, the cinema heads are all like, oh, this is so...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's like, come on, start the movie. We've got things to do.
I got a life. I got to move on.
Get going. C-minus on this one. Really, I know Tarantino heads, love this. I think it's a whole lot of nothing. Not impressed at all.
Carol.
One of the best movies of the year.
Really?
Cate Blanchett, Rooney Mara, who was in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and Social Network. Both of them are amazing. Story of two women set in the 1950s, the very buttoned-up, repressive 1950s. Two women who are searching for something more in their life, find each other, fall in love in this very, within the parameters of this hidden love affair in the 1950s. It's so touching and so beautiful. Visually, it's very beautiful as well. I love this movie. I gave it an A.
Daddy's Home
is a disappointing comedy. Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg were great several years ago in that movie called The Other Guys.
So great.
That was such a great movie. And
this is a true story. Kevin had never seen The Other Guys. And Kevin, you can back me up on this. Mm-hmm. I don't do this. I literally told him every line of the movie to the point where he can't enjoy it now.
No, that's nice.
Including the hilarious opening scene about 15 minutes in.
Oh, great.
That no one sees coming.
Yeah.
And it was rude. Thanks, Steve.
I love that
near
movie.
Steve, when I go to see Star Wars, get as many spoilers as possible.
Oh, absolutely. The Other Guys and Star Wars, the two biggest movies of all time.
Of all time, as we all know. But this one, disappointing. This one winds up being just one of those very formula, very cliche, kind of family comedies from two guys who should be doing better comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, a stepdad. The birth father returns to visit his kids, where the stepfather's trying to establish a relationship with them. It's just really the whole thing just kind of falls flat. So C-minus, unfortunately, on that one.
Point Break?
Not screened for the critics. You know what that means.
Not good.
It means it's so good that they don't want to spoil it for the critics. So they're not letting us see that remake of the Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves movie.
Apparently. So in other words, watch the original.
Watch the original. I think you probably will get more enjoyment. It's some theaters are showing it in 3D. I think one of the best of the weekend also is this Will Smith movie called Concussion.
Yeah.
True story of a Nigerian coroner who discovers this disease.
CTE, yeah.
CTE, the disease that professional athletes, football players mostly get from repetitive brain trauma. He discovers this. He's trying to make it public. He's trying to protect football players and other athletes. The NFL is trying to keep him and his science down because they don't want to have any effect on the game and players and so forth. So it's a battle of these scientists taking on the big old money machine of America's religion, football. It's a very powerful, very important movie.
I understand. Albert Brooks is great in it.
Albert Brooks is outstanding in this film.
Yeah.
Is absolutely incredible in this film.
Yeah, I love him.
Alec Baldwin's in it. Lots of great performances, but can't recommend this one enough. Gave it a Dean's List B+.
And lastly, Joy is the new movie from
Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro. Directed by David O. Russell.
So reuniting the cast and the director of
Silver Linings Playbook. The whole gang is back. This movie is not as good as Silver Linings Playbook. It's the story, a real true story of the woman who invented the miracle mop that you see on TV, the self-ringing mop, the struggles that she went through to get that done, the obstacles, all the oddballs who are in her life. They just tried too hard to make this one quirky, to make it different. It winds up being imbalanced, not so much confusing. It's just this movie's got a lot of good performances and a few good lines in it. A few little pieces of this movie are fantastic, just never all gels together. So I gave this one a C+, I believe it was.
Okay. Nice job by you, buddy. That's a lot of work.
Are you here the rest of this week now?
I'm here till Thursday.
All right.
I'm taking Christmas Day off.
All right.
So I'll
just call you at home at around 8:10.
Yeah, and I'll do that.
We can talk.
Well, that's what we do on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll be here too. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Excellent. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Speaking of wonderful times, Kev, awful lot of food in the studio this morning. We have to recognize musical director John DeCoste's pastry contribution.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Thank you to John DeCoste.
John has spent over $1,000 on free pastries for the staff. He's very aggravated when he found out this morning that Kevin gets all the food free for mentions on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And John spent $1,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is actually the first time you mentioned it.
And John, John, you picked a great day to bring in some treats.
I know. How great was that?
Because we're almost out.
We almost have, I think we have about 60 or 70 cookies left from Mary. Thank you to Mary
great
for that.
Great cookies.
And yes. That food semi that's coming in front of the window right now that's backing up. Perfect timing.
And if that's not enough sugar...
Calumet Bakery, thank you to them. I have a few locations on the south side. And actually, Sam Paniatovich helped kind of set this up. I think he knows the owner. I think
a little bit.
Story.
Yeah.
But CalumetBakery.com, a few locations, like I said, on the south side. So check them out, CalumetBakery.com, for more information.
That Paniatovich family, they're good people.
Great people.
Yeah. He brought in a Yule log, a chocolate Yule log that's bigger than my head.
And those donuts are unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. Thank you to everybody today.
So I had a donut earlier. I don't normally eat donuts, and I had a donut earlier, and then I had a sugar crash. So I've been sleeping since 7:15.
I've had a muffin, a donut, and about 6 cookies. So, yes, crashing
as well.
Feeling
good. Mm-hmm. We have a special guest to do some singing for us here in just a second. Before we do that, at 8:45, Mary, update the cars. All right, let me say hi to our guest. Is it Ariel?
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
Eighth.
Eighth grade. What are you going to do when you get out of school and college and turn into a grown-up?
I'm going to be on Broadway.
You are?
That's what I wanted to do for a long time.
Really? What's your favorite show? Or do you have a favorite show?
Yes, I do. It would probably have to be Mary Poppins.
Nice.
Because that's just like the most amazing Broadway show you could ever see in your life.
It's a great, great show. John, you were in Mary Poppins, the middle-aged man version.
Yes, that's right. I played Mary Poppins for 6 months.
Right, and the problem was he couldn't fly. It was a very sad version of Mary Poppins. Yeah.
That umbrella had no lift.
Mary Poppins Grounded, I believe, was the subtitle.
Yeah.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Ariel, do you sing at school?
Yes, I do sing at school. I sing in the choir.
And also at church?
No.
Where did I get that information? Where did our research department give me the wrong information? I'm sorry. What?
No, I didn't tell you she's staying in the church. I just said that there was some connections, and Sean had brought this up because we had Oakdale Community Christian Church in, so there was a little connection there. That's all.
Kevin, I make up my own answers. I know. You know that.
Okay. Kevin and Sean were at church when they were discussing it, maybe.
Kev could have told me that she was in New York, and I would have already had her on Broadway. I just take the next leap. Well, we're really glad you're here. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Let It Snow, and That's Christmas to Me.
Okay. Now, we first want to thank your dad, because your dad works here. Kev, you want to reveal who?
Sean Davis, one of the great fine producers here at WGN.
And a great guy.
Great guy all around. Yeah. He's been here for a few years now, right, Sean? Yeah. And he's
still stealing from the company,
isn't he? Still stealing from the company,
yes,
but doing a great job. Does a lot of sports stuff. He's produced a beat in the past and a bunch of the shows.
Good guy and super proud of Ariel. And he's going to be surprised to hear she's not singing at church. I'll tell you that right now. All right, Ariel, whenever you're ready, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we know a place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. While the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. As long as you love me so, let it snow. Let it snow.
How great is that?
Nice.
Oh, stand up.
Yeah. Come on.
Stand up.
Wow. Come on.
Come on.
That was so good.
You know, there's a lot of proud dads who go, hey, Steve, you got to put your dibble in. My daughter's really good. You are really good. Really good. You're coming in here at 8:45 in the morning doing that a cappella. That was tremendous.
Thank you very much.
How old are you when you realized you could sing?
When I was born.
When you were born. Wow, and a fantastic memory as well. All right, I want to tease this audience a little bit. So chill for just a second. Let's take a break. Have we come back and do another one?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be signing her to an exclusive record deal, which guarantees me 90% of the proceeds while the break is going on. Our friend Ariel is here. Where do you go to school, by the way? Oh, hold on, let me get your mic on. Now, where do you go to school?
I go to Hoof in Matson.
All right, that's the Flying Horn Frogs?
No.
What's your mascot? What's your name of the school? What are the teams called?
The Knights.
The Knights. Well, I was close. And when you sing, do you watch the? You got interested in this as a life for you. Do you watch the singing shows? Do you watch The Voice? Do you care about American Idol? Do you watch any of that stuff?
Yes, I love those shows.
Yeah. Who do you like on The Voice? Do you like the judges?
The judges.
Yeah, like Pharrell and Adam Levine?
Yes.
And how do you feel about Gwen Stefani?
I love Gwen Stefani. She's been around for a long time, and she's really awesome.
She does have a really good voice.
She's very talented.
Very good voice, yes.
Ariel may be willing. You know, I like Ariel, so she may be able to get me to change my opinion on some things. So, well, you do a great job. Now, John is the musical director on the show. This is John right here. And I offered John a chance to do a duet with you, and he said he would ruin it.
That's a fact.
So she's really good, right?
She's phenomenal. The tone, everything. It's just incredible.
She had a little key change in that last thing. Didn't flinch.
Didn't flinch. Yeah. And this is coming from a guy who knows nothing about music.
We're talking about me.
Yes.
But you, on the other hand, do know music.
I'm the director.
Yeah.
So, I'm the director.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ariel, I know there's nothing but big things for you in the future. What are you going to do next?
The song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's Christmas to Me.
That's Christmas to Me. Yeah, I didn't mean you have to have your career figured out quite yet. Cause, how old are you?
13.
Yeah, 13. You got a couple years. All right, that's Christmas to Me. More with Ariel.
Fireplace is burning bright, shining along me. I see the presents underneath a good old Christmas tree.
And I'll wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow. While mom and daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe. And we cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me.
Is there more? I'm sorry, I'm stepping on you here. I got excited. Is there more?
Yeah.
I'm going to shut up now.
That's okay. The only gift I'll ever need is to join your family. Oh, why? Because that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. And then for years to come, we'll always know one thing. That's the love that Christmas can bring. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me.
Okay, now. That was good. Tearing it up. I'm so sorry I got in the middle there. I just got so excited about how talented you are. This is really, really good.
But how great was that? You got in the middle, but you picked it up. She picked it up.
Yeah.
That was, you just carried it through. Your dad must cry all the time when he hears you sing.
I'd be a mess.
I got emotional.
I'd be a mess just watching you sing. You're so talented. Can your dad sing at all?
Yes. Yes, he can.
Yeah, he's a little shy about it. I have to make him sing for his paycheck around here more often. Really nice to meet you. I know there's nothing but big things for you in the future, so stay the course and take care of your dad. He's a good man.
Thank you. I will.
And thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your talent with us. You're really special.
Thank you.
All right, you keep it up.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, hold up. Stop just a second. Hey, Matt.
Jane, what are you doing here?
Listen, sweetheart, that's not how the song goes, so let me... But break it down for you, for real, okay? It's the 12 stinks of Christmas my true love sent to me. 12 teens a-gaming, 11 guests, one bathroom.
10 casseroles lingering.
9 hours of road trips.
8 uncles belching.
7 piles of dishes. 6 diesel laying.
5 burnt turkeys.
Stinking, 3 musty stockings, 2 smelly cats,
and an ugly sweater from 1993.
Eliminate the 12 stinks with the
Well, it's our friend Jay Lynch with Matthew Morrison from Glee who joins us now. Welcome home. Anytime you're on GN, it's like coming home.
It sure is. You know, I'm on my way to you guys. I'm actually about to get on a flight.
You coming to Chicago?
I'm coming to Chicago.
Are you staying with me? Did I forget something?
Yeah,
I'm staying with you, man. You were going to pick me up at the airport.
Got it covered.
Yeah, right? Remember? Okay, good, yeah.
All right, now, I don't want to miss this because Angel from Hell, we're seeing the promos all the time. And by the way, thanks to the people from Febreze for that. Anytime you can hang out with your friend Matthew Morrison and be a goofball, I'm sure that was a good time.
It was the best, and we've been promoting this thing since early December, and it's so great to be back with him. And we love Febreze. We love the smell. We love getting rid of stink for people. We love getting rid of stink for America. That's our job.
When you get a call from your agent that says, okay, I got something, and it's with Matthew, and you're excited, at what point does he drop in it's the Febreze 12 Stinks of Christmas?
Well, it went the other way around, my friend. I've been working with Febreze for a couple of years now, and they said, who would you like to sing with you? So Matt got that call.
That's
you want to work with Jane again, but it's going to be for Febreze, and it's going to be about stinky things around Christmas, and he jumped at it. He loved it.
I certainly hope you made him audition. You can follow you can follow Jane at Jane Marie Lynch all over social media. Say hi to Andrea.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I love following you on Twitter, though. I do have a little bone to pick with you. Aurelio's? Really? Best pizza ever?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It's pretty good.
It is good stuff.
I pretty good. Here in L.A. It's the greatest. The one in Homewood and the one in LaGrange are the ones I love. Yeah. Great.
I like the thin crust because it's not really thin.
Yeah, it is good thin.
It's good thin, and it's got the – I don't know what they do with the tomato sauce. It tastes like they put sugar in it. Yeah. They claim they don't, but it is so delicious.
We got to send some pizzas out to you in L.A.
She's doing just fine. She calls Matthew Morrison and says, bring me pizza, boy. And then it just happens. I mean, tell us about Angel from Hell.
Oh, well, Angel from Hell is a show that we actually just wrapped our 13 episodes last night. I play an angel, or maybe I'm just a crazy homeless person who lives in her car. But I insinuate myself into Maggie Lawson's wife. She plays Allison. And, you know, I kind of have to mess things up before they get better. That's just kind of the way I do things because I like to drink. I love to eat sugar. I love being in the human body. I love sex. I love everything about being human in this life, and I'm trying to get her to loosen up and, you know, experience life that way as well because she's kind of buttoned up. And Kyle Bornheimer and Kevin Pollak are in it, and it's just a love fest. It's a half hour. It's really fast. It's very sharp writing. And we're really proud of it. It premieres the 7th, which is the Wednesday after I do, or the Thursday after I do the People's Choice Awards, which will be on the 6th.
I think everybody would like a guardian angel like you.
Well, chick's busy, man. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, she's messy, she's goofy, she's sloppy. She moved into her garage. But her life's better for me, that's for sure.
You're the lighten-up guardian angel.
Exactly. Not your traditional angels. Certainly not like the other angel shows that have been on television.
And going to air what night?
Thursday night on CBS at 9:30.
Cool.
They got a whole comedy lineup there, Steve.
Yeah,
part of it.
Well, yeah, but 9:30, that's the cleanup slot. You're anchoring that block then.
We cut off. Yeah. Yeah, we're anchoring it. I like that.
Yeah. All right, I know you got to get on a plane, and you're coming home to fog and 60 degrees, so enjoy it.
That's what I'm hearing. I've got my big coat ready to go, and I'm going to bring it anyway.
It's Jane Lynch. I hope you get to sit next to her on the plane, everybody. Thanks for being on.
Take care, my friend.
All right, see you. 8:30 our time? Yeah, so that's the anchor leading into the 9 o'clock.
She's so cool. By the way, Hollywood Game Night just got renewed again, so that's going to premiere in January as well. That's a fun show.
Yeah.
Where all the celebrities get up there and they, they get popcorn thrown in their face, basically, if they get a wrong answer.
John and I, the company we have, we were pitching a couple of those. One was where just four big guys sit around and play Jenga. You remember that?
Yeah, and we just sit there and we go, you pick it up.
You pick it up.
And then we had another one. We had Amish Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Where we'd play Yahtzee, but we'd be in full Amish gear.
And it's in the dark because it's at night.
Right.
So nobody really knows where the board is.
Yeah.
How does anyone know you're in Amish gear?
Well, prior to the lights turning off, we'd be outside. I guess we have worked out everything, David. It's still in the storyboard stage.
It's in development.
You wouldn't have lights, though, right? Because you're Amish and electricity, the whole.
We play at twilight. We start playing at twilight, but a good game of Yahtzee is going to go on for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the Amish Light Bright, but that thing didn't click at all.
Yeah. And then we played Life-Size Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah, that was, my Lord.
Am I weird for thinking this sounds kind of interesting to watch you guys do all this stuff?
Yeah, well, it took a lot out of me. I can't speak for John. Santa Claus returns before 10 o'clock. Santa Claus will take some more adult calls and adult texts. It sounds actually more salacious than I mean it to sound. But you kids get access to Santa Claus all the time. Santa was on a show earlier. He's been in the green room eating cookies ever since. And Santa will be back. He had a couple of conference calls with the North Pole. He'll be back before 10 to take your calls and take your text messages as well. As a matter of fact, Santa looks a little tired. We should do that next. So let's get Santa in here next. And the number to call or text is 312-981-7200. Steve Dale's got a doggy with him, too, and he'll be on before 10 on 720 WGN. Downside, Lord, Ryan, downside, Lord, you think Elvis chafed in that jumpsuit? Probably, right? When Sinatra turned 100 a couple of weeks ago, well, you know, on the calendar, Frank's still dead. But when he turned 100, they showed that old clip of Elvis being on Frank's variety show. Frank had must have been a summertime replacement series or something. And he had Elvis on. It was like Frank, the adult crooner, and Elvis, the new rock star. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, the future biggest star in the world with the biggest star in the world. Sinatra had a pretty good run. I don't know if you noticed. Pretty strong.
I remember Elvis was upset because he couldn't go out in public and everybody saw him and he wanted to be more incognito. And I'm like, well, how about you not wear the belt buckle that's as big as a hubcap?
Yeah. We remember Michael Jackson at one point when he had the Sergeant Pepper red leather jacket on.
Yes.
He thought he was being noticed too much.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, can we do a little Santa here? Do you have any music to take me into this? Anything else?
Other than what I just played?
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Let me find something here.
Little jingle bells. If you are an adult and you have a request of Santa, you can text or you can call 312-981-7200. And again, it's not that we don't love kids. It's just that the adults don't get time with Santa. So we go to, let me sign to Santa. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you?
I'm good. Why have I been sitting here for 2 hours?
Because of the donuts.
Got that right.
Dave didn't get a chance to ask for anything earlier. Dave, what would you like?
Well, I wanted to get back. Is it Bracer? Is the masseuse?
Bracer, correct.
Bracer.
This is a question earlier that no one would remember from 2 hours ago. Bracer is?
Bracer is a minotaur, I believe. According to Bracer, Andrea.
Santa, the
his
question
brother is, his brother is Babanak.
The question came up, could Santa do a massage?
Right. It was an elf with hooves.
Yeah, an elf with hooves, actually. I don't know why I tried to fix that. I really don't.
Yeah.
Let me go to Cindy. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us this opportunity.
Yeah, say hi to Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Cindy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I remember Cindy. I gave her a see and say.
Oh, those are great. Those are great. All right, what do you want this year?
What do I want this year? This is a big one. My oven crapped out when I used the self-cleaning function on it 2 years ago, and I haven't had an oven for a long time. I have one of those glass top stoves, and I tried to get parts for the stove, and it's too old. They don't make the parts for it. It's an old Magic Chef glass top stove. It's one of the original ones. And, boy, if you could talk to GE and get me a new glass top stove, I'd really appreciate
it. There you go. There you go. Santa, that should be a no-brainer.
Well, let me ask you a question, Cindy. You said this happened a couple of years ago?
Yeah, and I've been trying to save up for it, but I'm a senior citizen, and I'm on pension, and I can't. Every time I get a little money saved, it goes for something else.
Yeah, exactly, Santa.
But you didn't ask me last year, Cindy.
What are you talking about?
Well, she wanted to push it.
No, I didn't get to talk to you last year.
So what are you going to do for her?
I'm going to give it to her. It's going to be there.
She's going to get the glass top of it. Oh, that's...
And also, what's behind door number two?
That's great, Santa. Santa, text her from the 708. Let's be honest, Santa. Milk and cookies or bacon and beer? That's the question.
Actually, all four of them together.
What do you like to have left?
What do I have? We talked about that, an entire cake.
Oh, you like the full
Portillo's? I do like the cake. I'm very partial to moon pies.
Santa from the 708, please send me Barbara Eden, the 60s version, and allow her to grant me three wishes. Make Donald Trump disappear forever. Wait, I have Barbara Eden. Why the hell do I care about Donald Trump?
I have to admit, that's a good one. Does he want belly button or no belly button?
Well, you remember the 60s, Barbara Eden was a belly button, I believe, wasn't it? Or did they cover that up?
I believe they covered that up.
Covered it up in the 60s.
312 question, couple of things. One, does Santa employ any transgender reindeer? And two, what is his position on lactose, tolerant or intolerant?
Tolerant and transgender, we use them from, actually... They're just from the North Pole.
Okay, so they're not they're not from transgender.
They're not from transgender. Okay. I'm not. Is that next to Transylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 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 it is. Again, number to call is 312-981-7200 if you have any questions for Santa or requests. Andre, you have another one.
You know, I do actually. Santa, how do you visit all those good little boys and girls all over? I mean, it's a long way to go all around the world just in your sleigh with your reindeer. Or do you have alternative means of transportation?
Well, I thought we established that Andrea was on the naughty list now.
What?
Well, from earlier?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Santa, why? That's well, okay. I don't mind being there. That's fine.
No, I don't mind that you're there. From the 815, Santa, you're in luck. Two of my kids work at Portillo's. Now could you leave me a leprechaun? Need some good luck for a change.
Well, that's great, but that's an entirely different holiday, so...
That's a different department?
Go back, do a little research, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, so it's a different department. You don't do leprechauns.
I am not the leprechaun. Yeah, we don't... Easter Bunny's out, too, by the way.
Do you know the Easter Bunny?
Yes.
Well?
Very well. Okay. We have lunch every Thursday.
Even on holidays?
Even on holidays. Doesn't matter.
Santa, you may have heard that I'm a grandfather now, that my son Ross and his wife Lauren.
Yes, I know. Abigail Grace.
Yeah, little baby Abigail Grace. She's only a week old. What do you recommend for a Christmas present?
Well, I already know what I'm going to bring her. They're roller skates with the metal wheels that spark.
Don't know that that's a great idea. Is that
safe? I think it is. It may create fires. Don't get me wrong. But what kid doesn't have fun with... metal wheels.
Ah, got it. Okay. Santa, this is from Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is wondering if you could bring her more mirrors for the house.
Actually, she's on the list. She's getting several seat cushions.
Oh, for her butt.
Got
it.
No.
Yeah. let's see. Santa, could I get an adjustable bed? I'm 50 years old and I have a bad back.
Is this you, Steve?
No, I have an adjustable bed. This is actually one of our texters at 708.
Yes, that can happen.
That can happen.
And Steve, could I ask Santa for
something?
Yeah,
of course, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, this guy drives me nuts.
Well, I would like a new sled, but I want you to put floats on it because it's pouring rain right now, so I wouldn't be able to sleigh on snow. I'd have to do it on water.
Big O would like a sled with floaties.
Well, actually, Big O can have anything he wants.
He's the best, isn't he?
He is the best.
All right, sled with floaties coming your way. Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, come back. Santa Claus is going to be here for a while, and he's going to see what Steve Dale wants and whether or not it's legal. At 9:31, we'll come back at your news next on 720 WGN. Jess is recorded live at Steve Dale's house. A lot of people don't know that. It's a true story. I don't make stuff up. Steve Dale's here. How are you, man?
Good morning. I am so excited for so many reasons. This dog that we have to adopt out, and we will adopt out this dog this morning.
It's a beautiful dog.
Yes. Yes.
By the way, you're sponsored by Barker and Meowski.
No.
Well, you're not?
Barker and Meowski!
A paw firm.
Get it? That's one of my favorite store names in Chicago. Always.
I think.
Like I said, you're sponsored by Barker and Meowski.
A paw firm.
And also, the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center just sponsored the news, and I thought it was one of your better casts.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I felt good
about
it.
It.
Call Bruce Dumont.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so back to you, Steve.
Yes.
Now, this beautiful dog is?
Tails. Named Tails, because this dog has a, and you can see it at WGNradio.com. You could actually see this dog. has like a pigtail, like a little curly cue.
Very unique.
Very unique and such a friendly dog. Cynthia Bathurst is here. She is on the Commission of Animal Care and Control, also with Safe Humane Chicago.
And thank you for all that good work.
Thank you very much for having me. We're delighted.
Yeah, and she could tell us about a little about Tails and how Tails ended up here. And hopefully you will adopt Tails.
We need to get Tails a home for the holidays, as Pet would, as Steve Dale would say. Tails is about a three-year-old Chicago dog, and she came to the shelter at Animal Care and Control on October 31st when her owner left her there.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
On Halloween, really?
On Halloween. Wow. And then she caught the canine flu. And so she was in relative isolation, which was not good for her because Tails is a very social dog. She loves other dogs of all sorts, males, females.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah, she loves other dogs.
We took I took Tails for a little walk down the street, and
stopped
we didn't get
to say
far.
Hello to everybody?
Yes. Yeah. Every shopper on Michigan Avenue had to say hello to Tails. So Tails is a pit bull type dog, I think people would say. That's what you mean by a Chicago dog. Probably about, what, 45, 40 pounds?
Yeah,
somewhere
something
in there.
Like that.
Strong dog.
What do you think the mix is?
Dog.
Because that's an awfully friendly mix that whoever Taylor's mom got involved with.
Well, you know, probably people keep guessing, you know, that there might be a little Rottweiler in her or something. But whatever it is, it's a big snuggle bunny.
Yeah.
As soon as she can, she'll jump in your lap, snuggle up next to you, and then go meet other dogs. I mean, this dog is people and dog friendly. Why can we not get her in a home?
We're going to get her in a home today.
I hope.
Chicago Animal Care and Control, what happens?
At Chicago Animal Care and Control, this is where all dogs in the city who need a home, who are given up or they've been abused, they take them to Chicago Animal Care and Control. And that's where they are sheltered until we can find them good homes, and we're all responsible for doing that.
How much emergency medical care goes on there?
A lot.
The dog flu, you know, so once the dog flu hits somewhere, it's exceedingly contagious. Now, I have some good news about it, though. So what I was going to say, so it spread through animal control, and unlucky dogs like Tails got the flu, and then that dog has to be kept in relative isolation so other dogs don't get the flu. But the good news is a vaccine for this strain of flu that hit Chicago and many other cities around the country. It's not only Chicago. I mean, state after state, most recently Austin, Texas. Actually, and there's now a vaccine for that strain. H3N2 is the fancy name for it.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a vaccine for it now, which is new and it's great. But Tails is recovered, and that's the good news. And I sure hope this sort of black and white, would you say?
Black with a little white patch on the front that kind of distinguishes her along with the other end.
She's a good looking girl. Tell you that right now. That's a good looking dog.
Yeah,
she is a hot babe. And she is, as I say, Cynthia said it, incredibly social and friendly.
Very friendly.
Yes, yes. And if you sit down, this dog thinks, I don't care how big I am a lap dog.
Sure.
And this dog will be in your lap.
A lot of love.
Cynthia does amazing work with this organization called Safe Humane Chicago. And they just have a book out now that I can show you called...
Cynthia, a good portion of your life is dedicated to stopping animal abuse, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, it all came about how can we stop violence for everyone, and we can start with the animals, and that gets us into helping lots of people and animals. You know, a humane community is a lot safer.
Got any good news for me on this in this front?
On being safer and
Well, just on pets being taken care of a little better than they were, abuse being down. What do we know?
We hope so. In fact, this book is about 20 of the 770 dogs that we've saved that used to just be euthanized because they had been abused by someone or looked like pit bulls or something. And so we're now saving 74% of them and counting. And so there's stories about awesome families, organizations who take these dogs in. The dogs make the difference.
So this program is really unique in the country, actually. So they're called court case dogs. These are dogs who, for whatever reason, they've not done anything wrong. They're doing the time, even though they've not done the crime. And they're just sitting in animal control because maybe they've been abused. And maybe their owner is responsible for animal abuse, but they're the dog, because no one else has taken the dog, is in the shelter.
Sure.
And has to go to court and wait for that court date previously. But Cynthia and Safe Humane Chicago have stepped in and said, why can't we adopt these dogs out? The ones that are adoptable, like dogs that are stolen, sometimes even for dog fighting rings, you know?
Friends of mine just adopted a white pit bull. She is just beautiful and docile and wonderful. And I think, though, Steve, I think you're both right that people here unfortunately, many of the stories that are in the news, they hear pit bull, and that is so, you know, it's such a misperception. It really is.
All dogs are individuals, and what we do is assess each one for who they are, find the best fit for them, help them find the best place, find families. And
well, we've talked about this forever. Pit bulls have the worst PR department ever.
Yes.
There are bad chihuahuas, and there are really good chihuahuas. You know, there's golden labs that can be difficult dogs.
Exactly.
It all depends on how much you love the dog and what the dog's history is and what you can do with it. But you actually rehab dogs.
Yeah, well, and we don't even like to say we rehab them. What we do is find their inner best, help socialize them.
Right, but I'm just saying for people to wrap their heads around it, because you have dogs that come in with difficult behaviors, and you're able to socialize them.
Yes, and help them find the behaviors that work well in homes and with families, with children, with seniors, with other dogs, and that's what we do. And you know what? This dog becomes the center of making everything better.
It's a beautiful book, by the way.
It is. It
the
is.
Author Where's... and photographer did it. Awesome
it's called
job.
A Rough Road Home, R-U-F-F, A Rough Road Home, the Rough. Court Case Dogs of Chicago. Where do you get that, Steve? Can we get this through your website?
Yes, I have a link on mine, but you can go directly to Safe Humane Chicago, which is?
SafeHumaneChicago.org.
John, you want to jump in? You're a dog lover.
He is.
Yeah, absolutely, and she is adorable.
She
came right up to me right away, and I'm like, "This is phenomenal."
The problem is she won't stop playing.
I know. That was, and I only my energy level is about 22 seconds, so that's just me. But she is, oh my God, is she beautiful?
She is.
We need to get that dog adopted. Best way to do it, Steve, is how?
You can go to my website, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. And you can there's some links there as to where you can go. One is simply email me, Steve@stevedale.tv. Another is to go down to Animal Care and Control yourself. The dog's only going to be at Animal Control for another couple of days, maybe. So you're better off emailing me because the dog's going into foster, which is great. That's a good thing for the dog.
Well, let's get the dog adopted today.
Even better. Yeah, yes. I love that.
Before we take the break and come back, because I have a couple other questions for you guys. You know, what do we say now when it comes to terrorists? If you see something, say something. I think the same thing goes for animal abuse.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right?
Yes.
If you see something, or even if you just think that there's something going on where somebody's too rough on their dog or their cat or their whatever, make the call.
Absolutely.
So what do people do?
So what do they do is if they see something and it needs immediate attention, you call 911. And even if there's not an emergency first responder that can do it, then it goes into the system. Keep calling.
Okay. And by the way, you can do that anonymously.
Yes, you can.
It's just like reporting, you know, a potential crime. Right. The police aren't going to be concerned with trying to find out who you are.
Right. And we have advocates that go to court and follow the cases while we have volunteers who help the dogs and the families. Good.
Another unique program to Chicago.
Nice work by both of you. We'll come back with more in just a second. And let's see, crank the lights up, get it, because, you know, this dog is she black?
Yeah.
Black fur?
Yes.
Black with white.
Black with a white little star sort of on front and a little bit of white on her cute little paws.
And so since it's tail. So gray outside today, why don't we crank the lights up so the video feed so we can get a good look at her.
Great smile.
And we'll get some photos up as well as we continue on 720 WGN. You wrote the words, didn't you?
Lyrics by me.
I think it's true.
Is that John singing?
Could be. How great would your Christmas be if you take Tails home? Tails is running around the studio here, and we're getting some good pictures and some video of Tails that we'll throw up as well, but we want to get Tails adopted. Cynthia, and, if there's one message you want people to hear over the holiday in regards to their pets, what would it be?
That would be to take special care of them, spend lots of time with them, and get them good exercise.
Well, you got a lot of people coming in the house who aren't normally there. You know, be sensitive to the fact your dog might be a little jumpy, right?
Right, absolutely. And just try to help people learn to how to meet a dog, how to give them their space, to respect their space. You respect, they'll respect yours.
I was always taught, I've never talked to you about this, Steve. Mm-hmm. I was always taught hand first, let them get a sniff.
Yeah, so for dogs,
is that true?
But I say it is, but maybe Cynthia has a different perspective, but it's the way you use the hand. So a lot of people go over the head of the dog, and for dogs you don't know, that's actually kind of intimidating to the dog. And then on top of it, we're taller. I'm the exception, perhaps. But most people are taller than most dogs, and looming over a dog, again, that doesn't know you can be intimidating to some dogs. So hand underneath, sort of where the neck is. And then let the dog come to your hand to sniff
important.
It.
Let the dog come to you. Don't go running in and take their space.
That's a good point.
A dog you don't know.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Right. I don't. You know, and I know dogs well, so I stand to the side, I put my hand out a little bit, and I let the dogs come to me.
Now, do dogs recognize you?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I smell very much like many of their friends, and they know that instantly.
He's one of their own.
Yeah.
Dogs actually sniff Steve in his sensitive areas, just like they do the other dogs.
Yes, it's a rare talent I have.
Julie's on the phone, and she wants Tails. On line one.
Yay!
Wow, that is wonderful.
This dog is awesome. She's gone from Steve to me to Dave to John, just wanting to play with their little pink toy. Yeah.
So she's awesome.
She truly is.
Julie's a rock star. Give Julie a bunch of stuff off the prize list, too, for coming through and being a hero.
Oh, awesome.
And you know what? I will take responsibility for this. A $25 gift certificate if she goes in, a gift basket to Barker and Meowski, a paw firm. That was just so I could say it again, really. Yeah.
Wait, what is she going to win?
Thank you. To Barker and Meowski, a paw firm.
It's great to meet you. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you very much for having us.
The book and for all things related to Steve's segments here, just go to your website, right?
Yeah. Or my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. We have done this for now, about 12 months? We've done it for about a year.
Our record's pretty good. And thanks for
it's amazing.
Thanks to Julie for coming through as well. And by the way, Steve Dale, you're on this weekend?
As far as I know, Sunday morning at 6:30. Yes.
And his special guest will be Donald Trump's hair. So that's going to be great. Exclusive interview, because it looks a lot like a critter.
Yes, it does, actually. Yeah. A very dangerous one, actually. Yeah.
So thank you, guys.
Thanks for helping Tails, and thanks for getting out the messages about safe humane communities.
You bet. And how about Julie? Julie stepping up.
Yeah, Julie. Awesome.
All right, Bill is coming up next. I don't know who Bill's working with today. It's Bill and his mystery friend next on 720 WGN. Good last-minute Christmas gift idea is to buy somebody a nice gift for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, live with the Steve Cochran Show for people that can't stay awake until midnight. We'll have a 3 o'clock and a 7 o'clock show. I know, 3 o'clock, but it's New Year's Eve. 3 o'clock New Year's Eve is just like the first party of your day. And 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Rouse Center in Crystal Lake. You might have heard Rocky Laporte earlier and just announced, through an extensive negotiation with his people, Kevin Powell will be doing 5 decent minutes on stage on New Year's Eve as well. John, how do we get tickets?
You can go to rousecenter.org. That's rousecenter, R-A-U-E, center.org. Or call the box office at 815-356-9212. Or go to rousecenter.ticketforce.com.
And Bill's here. Do you remember the first couple times you ever did stand-up?
I do. I used to, as a kid, I'd watch Kevin Powell, who we called our generation's Lenny Bruce, and I'd say to myself, I hope someday to do what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Where was the first place you were on stage? Because I did it in high school.
Did you do stand-up in high school?
Talk about a tough crowd. My senior breakfast, where all the seniors were there.
Yeah.
And all they want to do is just eat.
Yep.
And Funny Boy gets up and tells jokes.
Can't go wrong with that.
It's a home crowd. That was not easy.
Who booked that? Is that still going on? Because I need a Thursday.
Schmecky Schmickelstein.
Oh,
He's been my longtime agent.
He's good. He always asks for 95%, but it's fair.
It's fair.
It's fair. It's fair.
Where were you first time you did stand-up?
Columbia College. They had a talent show, and I did stand-up there.
Because somebody threatened you or cajoled you?
Yeah.
Who told you you ought to do stand-up? Or something you wanted to do?
I was in an improv group, and there were 10 of us. And after we'd get paid, we'd split it 11 ways because there was somebody doing music for us. And you'd walk with $6 or $6.50. And I thought if I went to stand-up, I could keep all the money.
Did you go through the same thing where you go, well, improv, stand-up, how different could it be?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it is
completely
very different. Because you can't blame anybody.
It's like Latin and English.
Right.
Yeah.
With improv, you can blame it on Mark. Yeah. You can go, well, Mark's not doing what he's supposed to do. But with stand-up.
And by Mark, we mean Mark DiCarlo.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's in every improv group.
Right.
Yeah.
He just comes with the kit.
Who's on the show today with you?
I have a list of people. How much time do you have?
Yeah, but your co-host.
Yeah, well, Judy Pilak is my co-host.
Co-host S.
Are you sick of me yet?
No, not at all.
Judy's doing
job. I was talking to Bill.
People love Judy Pilak.
Well, no, I've been sick of you for years, but I thought you meant related to this show.
I would never ask you that.
Yeah.
People love Judy.
Did you have fun yesterday?
I've had fun for 3 days now. Third day.
No, I was just referring to yesterday.
Yesterday was a blast.
You have no interest in the prior days. Monday doesn't do it for you.
All right, so you have many guests on the show today?
Many guests, and we will feature them one at a time and in alphabetical order.
All right, that's tremendous. So stand by for the alphabetical order show.
That's right. So and, that's coming up.
We'll be back here tomorrow for the big Christmas Eve show. A lot of people said, Steve, aren't you going to take off Christmas Eve? And I said, I forgot. So I'll be here tomorrow.
All right, we will look forward to that. Yeah. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago.